two teams from Florida playing for the Florida State Championship, and you got Calgary and Edmonton.
All right.
For the Alberta Province Championship, eh?
Awesome, eh? In the basketball game, Celtics were down early in this one, 15-8.
Looks like we got a dead leg.
They have responded, and they are up 23-21 in the first. And they need to stick around in this one, Linehan. They can't get down big in this one. I know it's the NBA, but it's playoffs. And if you're getting down in Miami, you got to be careful about that Heat team, because they'll just throw it in the hoop and lights out, game over. They won't look back.
And throwing it in the hoop is the key to that sport.
I heard that. Hey, speaking of keys, I'm curious. Back in 1906.
Yeah.
Rube Waddell's no-hitter. You know, remember Rube?
Yeah, Ruby.
Was broken up by Ty Cobb's bunt single.
Yep.
Is that just cheap to
get
what
inning it was.
Bunt with a no-hitter going on just to break it up?
Depends upon the inning and the score.
Doesn't say.
If it was 1-0 in the first, no problem. If it was 9-0 in the ninth, adds to Ty Cobb's reputation as being a douche.
I'm thinking it was the eighth or ninth. I'm saying it was broken up late and... You don't bunt.
Think about bunting back then with the size of the bats they had. They were like telephone poles.
Yeah.
You know, square around and put it down and run as fast as you can.
All right,
that's my advice.
There you have it. Coming up.
First and third and a triple. That's what I do.
This hour on the program, we'll talk to our friend, gambler, handicapper from East Coast Sports Investors. Jeff Dawson will hop on the Progressive guest line about 15 minutes from now. Later on in the program, SportsX Radio's Ken Thompson in Vegas. He'll join us to chat some football and playoff hockey and basketball and much more with
some
KT.
Tennis,
but coming up next, it's called Rapid Fire with Linehan. I have no idea what it is.
I don't either.
But it has something to do with monkeypox.
I need to rant about.
Keep it right here. It's the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.
Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt overwhelmed you? Has your income decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Guard of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-712-6758. That's 800-712-6758. 800-712-6758.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $750 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for the name brand again. Get generic Sildenafil for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-450-5582 today and save up to $650 and get 50 pills for just $99. Generic Sildenafil is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Call 800-450-5582. That's 800-450-5582. Again, 800-450-5582.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money, silver, and learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
You're listening to The Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Is 9 for 11 on three-point shots good?
I think it's pretty good. And when you're up 35-23, the game's over.
I mean, pull the fire alarm.
Yeah. Heat are screwed. Celtics win.
You know you just mushed him.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't mush him.
Mush Pepe.
I did not mush him. I do need more points, though, in this game because I do have over 206.5. I didn't like the game tonight, dude. No. I know you were talking about the shenanigans play with the Celtics and only being one.
Yeah,
why is the game one in Miami? Miami won game one. I get all that. But I was like, you know what? I want to play the game, so I'll just bet the total. I hate betting unders.
Yep.
Understand, because you're rooting for bad basketball or bad plays.
Defense.
No. You just want all sorts of offense on both teams. Fun game.
Offense.
27-6 run to close that out for Boston in that first quarter. A 21-point swing.
Well, I'm a hockey guy, but if you keep shooting 9 for 11, like so you'd be 18 for 22 in threes, I think you win.
Al Horford plus 11, Marcus Smart plus 11. So I take it they're pretty good, important for this green team.
Yeah, plus minus. Started in hockey, now it's in hoop.
It's everywhere, dude. It's all analytics. What was that stat you were saying earlier about a goal? About
exit
the goal?
Velocity? Me leaving?
No, the goalie, you said something about.
Hit goals. In other words, shots that were definitely going to go in that the goalie made a save.
Expected goals now
I might have the term wrong.
Yeah.
It's in that ballpark.
It's shots that should have gone in.
Would have gone in. In other words, a ridiculous save.
Ridiculous.
And the goalie for Dallas, Jake Ottinger, a Boston University area, had 15 of them in 7 games. Supposedly the average is like 6 in a series. Had 15. Made 50 saves in game 7 and they lost it.
So again, he's saving pucks that should have went in the net.
Yeah, 15 of them.
Does he get extra money for
he's
saving
gonna,
those shots?
Because he's on his rookie contract. He's got one more year, so that boy going to get paid.
All right.
He's a St. Louis native. You know what we think about St. Louis?
Yeah, they're a bunch of Midwest goofs.
No. Hot Cougars, what I tell you. Come on, man. Get the ball game. Hey, I got to grind my gears moment right now for you, which really angered me this week.
All right.
A bit with you. Hello, girls. You ever get asked to donate, walk for hunger?
Sure, right? I get it all the time, and I make a lot of donations.
Of course you do.
That's just who I am.
That's right. That's my favorite nation, donation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, so you give the money, right? Do you care if the person walks? If they don't show up, you give them the money anyway, right?
You give them the money for a good cause, so it really doesn't matter.
Exactly. You're not calling the guy up and saying, hey, did you finish? I want a dollar back.
Did you walk, and did you wear that that sign on your chest?
So now, traffic ties up traffic in Boston.
Yep.
Closes down roads. I'm sitting in traffic the other day watching the Walk for Hunger go by.
All right.
And I'm thinking, nobody cares if you walked. I'm all for the money. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, because it's a good
But let's just
good
get
charity.
The money and cancel it and call it Have a Big Breakfast for Hunger.
Okay.
Sleep late. Have some extra pancakes. Still give the money. Nobody.
So why are you dead
walk.
Against the walk? Because it causes traffic and you kick it through?
Yes, traffic. I couldn't get across town.
All right.
But here's my thing. Nobody cares, right? Win-win. You don't have to walk. You still get the money, buy some people some food.
I get it.
Sleep late.
But
for
then all those people like that are those special event managers and operations people, they'd be out of a gig.
They could still wear their orange vest and walk around Boston people around somewhere else.
But what do they do with their clipboard, though?
That's a good point. They could just write down the shopping list.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, some random questions here at Linehan.
Have a big breakfast for hunger.
Mavericks, Warriors game 2 tonight. Golden State minus 6 and a hook. Who do you like in this one?
Blowout.
Golden State?
Yeah, by 50.
50.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm playing the Mavs plus the 6.5. I don't know where to lean in that game, but I hate playing against Steph Curry and Golden State because when they get hot, and they do every game, it's like you can't stop them. It's just like a freight train.
Here's my other question for you.
All right.
Big horse racing season now. Kentucky Derby, Preakness is this week, then the Belmont. How do they judge how much horsepower is in a horse? They say in this guy has 350 horsepower.
I don't know.
The fastest horse in the world, how many horsepower does he have? Does he have people power?
I don't know.
Or is it horsepower?
I don't know. Speaking of horses, this date in 1973, Secretariat, ridden by Ron Turcotte, rallies from the last with a powerful move on the clubhouse turn to win the Preakness by 2.5 lengths. Yep. And I have that picture right outside the door here.
Did he sign it?
Pepe Compound. Ron Turcotte signed it. Yes. No. Secretary did not. He was busy that day.
What was he doing?
Yes. He was he just wasn't around. You know
Reed,
what I mean?
That's what he was doing. Sup, I'm Secretariat. Get over here, you little filly. Here's my other pet peeve.
All right. Give me
baseball, right? I love baseball.
I love baseball, too.
Big rain delay the other night. I'm watching a game, right? Why is it that they don't play when it rains out, but they let you stand up there and have somebody throw the ball 90 miles an hour at your head?
Say that again?
They don't play when it rains. You stand at the plate
and
let some guy throw it 90 miles an hour at your head, right?
Yeah.
But they don't play when it rains out. Why not?
Because it's dangerous. The ball can get slippery.
They play football?
Yeah, that's a different sport.
Well, what's the matter with baseball then? Nobody in football is throwing a ball 90 miles an hour at your squash.
Yeah, but again, you the ball can get slip out of the pitcher's hands, and then you would get hit in the head. So it's dangerous.
Play when it rains out. The end.
No, you don't play when it rains out.
Next, I found another NASCAR solution. You know my solution for years on NASCAR.
Yeah, one car goes the other way, and you watch every time. Yeah, I mean that's kind of a no-brainer.
How about this idea? Have one old person in the race.
One old person in the race.
You know, the guy, grandpa, in the race. Put it right in the middle of the start.
I mean, obviously the car would have, like, all sorts of sponsors already, Viagra,
everything. No, there's your marketing genius right there.
Yes, yes.
So one old guy in the race.
One old guy in the race. I've fallen, I can't get up.
There you go, exactly. Yeah, you know, put him in a giant, like an old Buick.
Yep.
You know, like a 1957 Buick. It only goes 80 miles an hour.
All right. So an old guy in the race.
Yeah, old guy in the race.
I kind of like that one better than the car going the other way.
Crazy. Car goes the other way. How about both? The same race.
Yeah, you could do that.
Oh, schedule one in the winter in, like, Minnesota.
Okay.
They have to race in a blizzard.
So it'd be a little slippery.
There you go.
See, that's a little
dangerous. Those cars have wipers?
See, I think that's dangerous.
That's part of the game.
No, but I think it's dangerous.
Please.
I think
room, let's go.
I think that's a little dangerous.
All right, go ahead. I get that off my chest.
Hey, man, talk about the USC receiver that transferred from Pitt. We talked a little bit about it last year. Obviously, a lot of excitement there at USC. I know you got your boy Chip Kelly in UCLA. A lot of people are saying USC is going to be in the hunt for a national ship within a year or two. You buying into that?
Certainly am, with the players that they're buying, literally, with the NILs. I mean, again, it's not against the rules, but it's crazy. It just can't go on like this forever. Because it's just this year, when a team like that blows up and wins, you know, crazy with the talent that they have, you know, you get a school like Pitt that recruited the kid, developed the kid. He comes in now between the portal where you can just leave without sitting out a year. You can go wherever you want. And the NIL, which isn't reported how much money the kid's getting. It's not out of the question that literally USC said to him, hey, because somebody got, you know, back channels to him, that hey, if you come to USC, we'll give you $1 million.
Yep.
You know, they ain't giving you $1 million in Pitt. And school.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
And a very pleasant good day to you all. From Reno at Greater Nevada Field, this is game three of a six-game series. The Aviators taking on their in-state rival, the Reno Aces. First series of 2022. The season opened at Las Vegas Ballpark. Reno was the team in town for a six-game series, and they split the six games. Well, if the Aviators are going to split this one, they better find a new gear because they haven't had much of a gear in the first two games. They got drubbed in game one 14-6. Then last night in game two, they got an early lead of 4-2 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. And all of a sudden, Reno, just the cannons went off. They hit three home runs in the sixth inning alone, including a grand slam by the designated hitter Drew Ellis. scoring 7 runs, taking firm control of the game, and tacked on 3 more runs in the 8th for the icing on the proverbial cake, winning going away 12-4. So in the first two games, Reno has flat-out humbled the Aviators, outscoring them 26-10. And so tonight, as the Aviators now find themselves in second place, one game back of Salt Lake in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division, they send their ace to the mound, and arguably the best starting pitcher in the league so far. That's Jared Koenig, the makings of a great story. Koenig, who spent all kinds of years toiling in various places, and not all of it affiliated ball. In fact, 5 different independent teams employed him at various times. He also pitched in New Zealand, and he's all of a sudden found himself this year. His first 4 outings were 4 ERA. His last 2 outings have been off the charts. He's allowed 1 earned run in his last 14 innings, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 20 strikeouts. He struck out 10 in his last start, beating Salt Lake. And the start before that in Sacramento, he struck out 10. In each of those games, he only walked 1 batter. So Koenig, the second best ERA in the league at 2.36, leading the league in strikeouts and way up there in some other categories. And the Aviators are pinning their hopes on him. First 2 starters in the series have not fared very well, so they're hoping that Koenig can get the job done. Indiana native Dre Jameson, meanwhile, will get the start for Reno. Jameson, young guy, 24 years old, 0-1 with an ERA of 14. He's made just a few starts since coming up from Double-A Amarillo in the Diamondbacks organization, and he's not pitched well yet. You can tell that by the ERA. Not hard to figure out, but we'll see how it all goes. On paper, the pitching matchup certainly favors the Aviators, but the Aviators have had trouble in basically every aspect of the game in the first 2 games of the series. They haven't hit much. The pitching has not been there yet, and they made some mistakes in the field. So they're trying to shake all of that off and go after the Reno Aces in Game 3. I'll be back with more as the Hash House to Go-Go pregame show continues after this.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has 2 charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offers. Earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports, all to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Las Vegas. It's going down at the Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
High prices keeping you awake at night? I can solve both those problems with great prices and great sleep. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you'll save big at the Best Mattress Memorial Day sale. Our sleep experts will help you find the sleep system with the latest technology that's perfect for the way you sleep. Plus, get a free adjustable base with the purchase of a qualified Serta, Sealy, or Beautyrest mattress. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
All right, welcome back. Let's take a look at the Pacific Coast League standings. 2 divisions, each with 5 teams. The Las Vegas Aviators compete in the Western Division. They are in second place behind Salt Lake, 1 game back, along with Reno. Reno and Vegas tied 1 game back of Salt Lake. Sacramento's only 2 backs, only 2 games separating 4 teams. Then you drop off to Tacoma, 9 games out entering tonight. The Aviators will go to Tacoma after the 6-game series is over for a 6-game series in Tacoma. In the Eastern Division, the Oklahoma City Dodgers are now tied with Round Rock, Texas Rangers AAA team. Each of those teams 23-15. So they're tied for first. El Paso, that's the Padres, they're in third place, 2 back. Albuquerque, the Rockies' top affiliate, 7 games out. Sugarland. That's the Astros. They are 8 games off the pace. Hash House to go scores right now. 8th inning, Round Rock leading at Sugarland 5-3 in Game 3 of that series. Bottom of the 9th in Oklahoma City. El Paso and the Dodgers are tied at 3 now. Top of the 9th to tie that game. Bottom of the 3rd in Salt Lake. It is Albuquerque 5 and Salt Lake 3. And then later on, Tacoma will be at Sacramento at Sutter Health Park for Game 3 of that particular series. In the meantime, we will shift our attention. And by the way, it is another gorgeous night here in Reno. Temperatures right now at about the mid-70s, a light breeze, and mostly clear skies. Seventh inning at Fenway, the Red Sox lead Seattle 6-4. At the end of 5 at Wrigley, Arizona 3 and the Cubs 1. Top of the 4th, Houston 2 and the Texas Rangers 1. Earlier, Baltimore beat the Yankees 9-6. And it was San Diego shutting out the Phillies by a score of 2-0. Yu Darvish with his 4th win, Rogers with his 15th save for San Diego. Meanwhile, the Reds beat Cleveland by a score of 4-2. And in 10 innings, the Mets prevailed over the Cardinals 7-6. Chicago White Sox defeated Kansas City by a score of 7-4. I'll return with tonight's starting lineups from Reno next, right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. Up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
All right, here we go. The starting lineups as the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show continues. The visiting Las Vegas Aviators, Oakland Athletics AAA team, and our manager, Fran Reardon, they're 20-18. Leading off in right field tonight, Drew Jackson. Batting second, center fielder, Billy McKinney. In the third spot, the designated hitter, Shea Langeliers. Batting cleanup at third base, Matt Davidson. Hitting fifth and shortstop, Bimal Machin. Batting sixth at first base, Dermis Garcia. Hitting seventh and catching, Austin Allen. Batting eighth at second base, Christian Lopes. And hitting ninth in left field, Dalton Kelly. On the mound, lefty Jared Koenig. 3 wins and 2 losses, a 2.36 earned run average on the year. After this timeout, I'll give you the Reno Aces lineup, and we'll get the ball game started. In the meantime, that wraps it up for the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. And we'll be right back.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah.
I smell that too. I know, don't blame it. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. Now, the starting lineup of the home team, Reno Aces. They're managed by first-year skipper Gil Velasquez. And like Las Vegas, same record, 20 wins, 18 defeats. Game 39 of the season for both teams here tonight. For Reno, the Arizona Diamonds top farm team. Arizona Diamondbacks top farm team, in fact. Leading off the designated hitter, Dominic Canzone. Batting second is second baseman Buddy Kennedy. In the third spot, left fielder Stone Garrett. The cleanup hitter is first baseman Seth Beer. Hitting fifth, playing third base, the man whose grand slam in the sixth inning last night turned the game around for Reno. That's Drew Ellis. In the sixth spot, center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Hitting seventh in right field, Braden Bishop. And hitting ninth at shortstop, Yadiel Rivera. On the mound, making his first start ever against Las Vegas. Dre, spelling it D-R-E-Y. Jameson, 0-1 with an ERA of 14 in the few starts he's made. Jameson is 6 feet tall, only 165 pounds. One of the smallest guys out here. He's 24. He'll be 25 in August. He was born in Greenfield, Indiana, and he went to college in his home state of Indiana at Ball State. Diamondbacks first-round pick just 2019, so he's only had a couple of years as a pro. Last year, Class A Hillsboro, Double A Amarillo, his numbers were similar. Overall, he was 5-7 with an ERA right around 4 in those two places. Jameson graduated from Greenfield Central High School in 2017. During his senior year, he was dominant, and he also hit over 400 as a hitter. He also lettered in basketball and football. So, he was Prep Baseball Report's Indiana Player of the Year in 2017. And here we go. The first pitch is a fastball inside at 96 miles an hour to Drew Jackson, ball one. One ball and no strikes, and we're underway here in game three. The Aviators hungry for a win after losing and losing big in the first two games. Jackson at 246, no homers and eight batted in. Three out of eight in the series. Hits a ground ball inside third and down the line for extra bases. Garrett, the left fielder, goes into foul ground to get it. And Jackson steams into second base with a stand-up double opening up this ball game. Jackson right now is having his best series for the Aviators. In 2022, he's now 4-for-9. And with that hit, Jackson came in hitting 304 against Reno pitching, so that goes up. He's also hit in eight of his last nine games. For Drew Jackson, his second double of the year, and the batter, Billy McKinney. Jameson, mid-90s fastball, a hard two-seam sinker, slider, changeup. 93-mile-an-hour fastball is low, ball one, 1-0. Changeup has some good sinking action, almost like a splitter, they say, when he's working well. Top of the first, game just Ellis is in tight. The left-handed hitting McKinney waits, and the fastball is a strike on the outside corner. It is one ball and one strike. Plate umpire Ben Sontag, first base umpire Jonathan Biaretta, and at third base, James Fitzpatrick. Drew Jackson at second with nobody out. McKinney in this series, 4 out of 8 with a home run and 3 batted in. Here's the look, the 1-1. And that pitch is a slider down and in. It hit the ground as it skipped in there. Graterol stopping it. But that's ball two. Two balls and one strike on Billy McKinney. McKinney overall, in the few games he's played, just three games, but off to a great start. 6 out of 13, 462 average. Well, a homer and 6 batted in already. Recently sent down by Oakland, clearing waivers and accepting the assignment to Las Vegas. There's a line drive in the center field. Fletcher makes the catch and fires it back in. McKinney hit it hard. So far, he's hitting almost everything hard. But he lines out. And with one on and one out, the batter, Shea Langeliers. Top of the first, just the start of things here for Game 3. Reno in the field. Defensively, Seth Beer at first, Buddy Kennedy at second. The shortstop, Yadiel Rivera, and Drew Ellis is at third. Stone Garrett in left, Dominic Fletcher in center. Over and right, Brayden Bishop, Juan Graterol, the veteran catching, but a youngster, Dre Jameson. Jameson stretches, looks back at second, and comes to Langeliers. First pitch, fastball fouled off to the right out of play. Strike one, pitch riding in on him at 94 miles an hour. Strike one. Langeliers at 285. The team leader with 11 home runs. He's second in the league in that category, and 27 runs batted in. But Shea, 0 for 6 thus far in the first two games of this series. Slider for a strike on the inside half. 85 miles an hour, and it's 0-2. Langeliers so far has found a home cooking to his liking. At Las Vegas ballpark, he's hitting 322, just 209 on the road to this point. Jackson at second, one out. The righty Jameson has a look at him. And the pitch. Slider now. At first glance, Jameson doesn't look like the explosive athlete that many say that he is. A little undersized, but they say he runs extremely well. Of course, the fastball is in a big hurry. That express gets up there anywhere from 94 to 96 miles an hour. There's a fastball inside at 98 on the gun. Okay. So plenty of oomph behind that one, but he missed, and it's two balls and two strikes. Anytime you have a guy this size, there are durability concerns. Here's the look in the 2-2 pitch. Langeliers swings and misses at a very high slider. That pitch was above the letters at 84. Strikeout for Jameson. Two outs in the top of the first. Drew Jackson still at second, and the batter is Matt Davidson. Jameson has eased some of those durability concerns, they say, by toning down his delivery. And looks more like a pitcher than a pure thrower, as he did, they say, a few years ago when he was first drafted. Here's Davidson. Big Matt, former Reno ace himself. Slider for a strike in the inside corner, 0-1. Davidson as an aviator hitting 240 with two homers and six batted in, but most of those hits have come in this series. First two games against his old team, he's 4-for-7 with two homers, one last night and one in the opener. He has a double and four RBIs in the series also. Fastball, a called strike. 1-1. Pitch clocked in at 97. Graterol had to reach over and backhand that pitch, but he was set up inside, and the ABS, the automatic ball and strike system, indicated it was a strike. So it's 1-1. Jackson at second, two down. Jameson set. Here he comes. And a fastball swung on and missed. So that's it. The inning is over. A double, a lineout, a strikeout, and another strikeout. And Jameson with some solid stuff to work out of that situation in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors for Las Vegas. One left, and after having Reno against Jared Koenig coming up.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Every Tuesday, when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. All right, we're in the bottom of the first now. Las Vegas got a double by Drew Jackson and nothing else in the top of the first against the young righty Drew Jameson, Jared Koenig on the mound for the Las Vegas Aviators now. Jared is 6'5", 235. He's 28 now from Aptos, California, central part of California. And the White Sox drafted him in 2014. His first pitch, fastball strike in the inside corner of the DH, Dominic Canzone. Arguably, if you look at everything, the top starter in the league thus far. There's a strike on the outside corner. Quickly 0-2. Canzone hitting 250 with two homers and 13 runs batted in. Got a home run in the series. Here's the pitch. Fastball is up and away at 89. One ball to two strikes. Koenig, again, the makings of a great story. Five different independent league teams. He also pitched in New Zealand. Bounced around with a few organizations. The pitch is a little low. 2-2 to Dominic Canzone. Article came out today in The Athletic on Jared Koenig. Here's the 2-2 now. There's a tapper foul behind the plate, and it's still two balls and two strikes on Dominic Canzone. Canzone 6'1", 180, 24 years old. He's from Cleveland. Sixth-round draft pick by the parent Arizona Diamondbacks in 2019. So young guy just trying to get himself established. Koenig, meanwhile, has certainly established himself. This is his seventh game, his sixth start. The pitch, and the fastball's foul back out of play, 2-2 still. Koenig's first appearance of this year was a relief appearance on April 8th, fourth game of the season, at Las Vegas Ballpark, in a game that Adrian Martinez started. Another tapper foul behind the plate. Fastball at 90, 2-2 still. Reno won the game 7-1. Adrian Martinez was the loser. But Koenig came in and pitched four innings and allowed two runs, one earned on four hits, a walk and seven strikeouts. So again, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good sweeping breaking ball. Canzone with a one-handed wave and a miss. And that's how the bottom of the first begins with a strikeout of Dominic Canzone. Buddy Kennedy comes up now. Las Vegas in the field. Jermis Garcia at first, Christian Lopes at second, Vimal Machin at short, Matt Davidson is at third. Dalton Kelly in left, Billy McKinney patrolling center, Drew Jackson over in right out in the sunshine, and Austin Allen catching tonight. Buddy Kennedy, 270, three homers, 16 batted in. Been a hot hitter lately, last five games he's at 353. High fly ball to right field, hit well. Jackson backing up. Jackson jumps up when the ball hits the fence. Now Drew has to chase it. So Kennedy in high gear heading for third base, and he's going to make it standing with a one-out triple to right field. The wind is blowing across the field from left to right, and it probably played a role in what happened with that ball. Jackson went back, jumped up, and the ball went past him and hit the fence on the fly. So Kennedy continues his hot hitting. It's his second triple of the year. So he's at third with one out, and the batter Stone Garrett. But now you have arguably the top starter against one of the top sluggers in the league. And the Aviators pull the infield in, the pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside at 92. 0-1. Garrett, just a big, big start to the year. 323, 10 homers, 36 RBIs, 9 doubles, 3 triples. And 7 steals without being caught on top of all that. There's a fastball swung on and miss, and it's 0-2. Garrett's also hitting 400 against the Aviators this year. Two strikes the count, so On the right side of the infield, Garcia and Lopes are in close. On the left side, Machin and Matt Davidson are in tight. Now, Koenig could really use a strikeout here with Kennedy at third and one out. Here in the bottom of the first, 0-2. And the left-hander comes home to the plate. And that fastball is a little bit inside at 93. Ball one, it's 1-2. Seth Beer is on deck. Garrett was not in the lineup that game at Las Vegas ballpark when Koenig threw his four innings against Reno. So they're facing each other for the first time. Now, the 1-2 pitch. Speed pitch at 79 miles an hour, and he yanked it foul. 1-2. Garrett, last night, a single in three at-bats, walked, drove in a run with a sacrifice fly, and scored a run. A three-run home run and a two-run double in game one. Kennedy off third. And the 1-2 from Koenig. Fastball way up high at 85. Two balls and two strikes is the count now. When Koenig allowed the four hits, and nobody who got any of the hits off him is in the lineup here. Braden Bishop, Jake Hager, who homered off of him, C.J. Chatham, who's no longer here. There's a bounding ball to second. Right there is Lopes. He fires home, and he's out. So Kennedy running on contact, which a runner from third generally will when there's one out, not when there's nobody out. When there's nobody out, they're told not to go on a ground ball unless the ball goes through. But with one out in the infield in, you're generally told to run on contact. Garrett hit a bounding ball to Christian Lopes, who made a good throw to Austin Allen, who tagged Kennedy out. Fielder's choice goes 4-2. Kennedy out home, two outs. Garrett at first. Remember, Garrett 7-for-7 in steals. And here is Seth Beer. Bottom of the first, no score. Koenig stretches, a look at first, a second look, and now he throws over there, back and standing up. Coaching at first over there, Channy Ortiz, who just got added to the roster here. Beer, 250. He's only been here for a few games since the Diamondbacks sent him down. Off-speed breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner, 81 miles an hour. It is 0-1. Beer in last night's game had one pop fly single in five at-bats, also hit into a double play, scored a run. Here's the look and the pitch. A called strike on the outside corner at the knees. Off-speed pitch at 82. So Beer has seen two on Koenig, and the count is 0-2. See if he stays with that pitch or if he tries something else. Nothing in two to count. Koenig looks at first. And the pitch. Slider up and away at 83. 1-2. You can hear the train going by in the background. One of the nice things about this ballpark. Nice features. The train rolling on by. Union Pacific going beyond the center field and left field wall. 1-2. Koenig stretches, looks at first where Garrett takes his lead, and he goes. And there's a high drive in a deep left center. Moving over is McKinney to one-handed where it's 410 feet. And the inning is over. So in the top of the first, Jameson worked around a leadoff double by Drew Jackson. And in this inning, a one-out triple by Kennedy. And the Reno doesn't score. No runs, one hit, one left. After one, there is no score.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome back, friends. So glad you could join us indeed. After one, no score. Reno, so far, dominant in the series, winning game one, 14-6, the most runs they've scored in a game, and the most runs that the Aviators have allowed in a game this year. And yesterday, again, it almost felt like a doubleheader split, because the Aviators had a lead in the bottom of the sixth, 4-2, and the Aces scored 10 unanswered runs, 7 in the sixth and 3 in the eighth to win going away. Bimal Machin takes one up and away, ball one from Jameson at 92 miles an hour, 1-0. Bimal to 283, two homers, 21 batted in, 1 out of 8 in the series. Aviators really haven't had a sustained attack on offense yet in this series. Ground ball to the first base side, foul, and it is 1-1 on Bimal Machin, left-handed hitting shortstop in the absence of Nick Allen. Reno this year has really plugged up Machin. He's only hitting 190 against him. The pitch down and in. Slider, two balls and one strike is the count. Bimal batting fifth in this game. Dermis Garcia is next, then Austin Allen in the top of the second against Dre Jameson. The 2-1. Big chopper back up the middle, and it's stopped by the shortstop Rivera, who gets up and throws him out. That is a major league play by Reno shortstop Yadiel Rivera. It looked like the ball was going into center field. It was hit to the right of second. He was playing on the left of second. Hustled over, grabbed it as he hit the ground, popped to his feet, and threw a strike over to Seth Beer. Excellent play by Aces shortstop Yadiel Rivera to get Machin and rob him of a hit. One out for Dermis Garcia, who's having a good season so far for the Aviators, but only 1 out of 8 in this series. It was a home run that he hit, solo home run, two nights ago. Here's the pitch. Slider waved at and missed, strike one. Garcia, this is the only team he's played where he hasn't done well against them. And Marino's really stopped him. He's only 1-for-16 against them this year. Here's the pitch. It's outside. One ball and one strike to count. A little nicer crowd tonight than we had the first two nights. They got the inexpensive beers. Here's the pitch now. And Dermis chops a fastball foul to the third base dugout. 95 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes is the count. Jameson making his fourth start for the Aces, his second here at home. Join them at the end of April. Here now is the 1-2 pitch to Dermis Garcia. Breaking ball up and in. Slider at 86, 2-2. No score, top of the second. One out, nobody on. Garcia batting. Austin Allen is on deck. Jameson, a no decision in his last start. May 13th at Tacoma. High slider, foul back. 2-2. Allowed 3 earned runs on 4 hits. Walk 4, struck out 4. Jameson began the year at AA Amarillo. Made 4 starts, going 2-1 with a 2.41 ERA. And held Texas League hitters to a 197 average. There's a high pop-up on the right side of the infield. Second baseman Kennedy backs up to the lip of the outfield grass to make the catch. Two down. The batter Austin Allen now. When he was in college at Ball State in his home state of Indiana, Jameson was 13-5 with a 3. Here is the pitch. Allen takes a fastball outside, ball one, 1-0. Allen, in limited action since he got here, 182, no homers, 2 batted in. And did not play in game one, played last night and was 0 for 3 with a walk. Two outs, nobody on, top of the second. Fastball's outside again, this one at 94. 2-0. Shadows have covered the plate area and a chunk of the infield, especially the left side. But from medium depth left field all the way to the right field corner, still a lot of sunshine. As the breeze blows out toward right, Allen takes a called strike, belt high pitch at 94 miles an hour. 2-1. If Allen gets on, Christian Lopes will hit next. Two balls and one strike. Top of the second, no score. Jameson trying for his first Triple-A win. Turns in the 2-1. Allen hits a bounding ball to first. Two easy bounces for Beer. He jogs to the bag and steps on it with a right foot, and that's it. Aviators go out in order. Two ground balls and a pop fly. Very nice defensive play by Rivera on the ball hit by Machin. And at the end of an inning and a half in Reno, there is no score.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably.
Multi-flex tailgate, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
We go to the bottom of the second. I can smell the hot dogs grilling from here. Put us in a kind of a concrete box here in Reno on the concourse level behind home plate and kind of amongst the fans. Fastball strike on the inside corner from Koenig to Drew Ellis, who's hitting 242 with three homers, including a grand slam last night that turned the ball game around. 18 RBIs. Fastball's inside, 1-1. Ellis, his second year with Reno. From Louisville, Kentucky, second-round draft pick by the Diamondbacks 5 years ago, 2017 draft. Pitch is low. Changeup, two balls and one strike to count. Ellis, three out of eight in the series, but one of those hits, the game-changing grand slam in the sixth inning last night, also has a triple in the series and five RBIs. Here now is Koenig's 2-1 pitch. Way up and away. Missed with that 81-mile-an-hour changeup. 3-1 on deck. One of the newest players on the team who just arrived, Dominic Fletcher, and then Braden Bishop. Reno made several roster changes today. There's a high drive deep down the left field line. It has home run distance, but it's foul. 3-2 on Drew Ellis. He's hitting 311 during home games, just 118 away from Greater Nevada Field. 3-2 pitch. It's a ground ball wide to third. Right there's Matt Davidson. He's got it. Fires a strike over to Dermis Garcia, and there's one out in the bottom of the second inning. Some Jared Koenig fans sitting right in front of me here, talking with them earlier. The batter, Dominic Fletcher now. Fletcher, a left-handed hitting outfielder. His first at-bat for Reno. And he takes a pitch for a strike, 0-1. Fletcher had been at AA Amarillo. He's from Orange, California. Was drafted in 2019 at the University of Arkansas, former Razorback.
He swings and lifts this one foul off to the left. That's way back out of play. 0-2. So Fletcher making his Triple-A debut. Little guy, 5'9", 185. 24 years old. And Amarillo last year, 264. 15 homers, though. 56 RBIs. And that fastball just outside at 91. One ball and two strikes to count. Fletcher graduated from Cypress High School in California. And got the scholarship to the University of Arkansas. Breaking ball missed, and it's 2-2. His older brother, David Fletcher, has been in the Angel organization. And the two brothers used to practice and play together all the time, as you can imagine. Pitch foul back out of play. Still 2-2 on Dominic Fletcher. He mostly played first base as he got into his high school years, Fletcher. But then, as Fletcher himself said, then everyone else kept growing and I didn't. So he stopped playing first base, moved to the outfield. Trying to hold up on a high pitch. Strike three down at third, says Jonathan Bioretta. So the attempted check swing by Fletcher, and in his first Triple-A at bat, goes in the books as a strikeout. It's the second strikeout for Koenig. No score in the bottom of the second. Two outs, nobody on for Braden Bishop. Bishop, who played for two different teams in the Seattle system, Tacoma, when he was with the Giants, Sacramento. Fastball's a strike on the inside, 0-1. Bishop is 28 from the Valley, from Woodland Hills, California. Hitting 228, one homer, nine batted in. High fly ball to deep right center, but that's 424 out there. So racing all the way back to make a one-handed catch on the warning track to the right of the 424 sign is Las Vegas center fielder Billy McKinney. Well, that ball traveled a long way, but McKinney had room. And the Aces go out in order in the bottom of the second. At the end of two, there is no score.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with Kavir sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape. Visit mesquite.com.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, welcome back again, friends. We go to the top of the third here in Reno. No score. Each team with no runs, one hit, no errors. Manager Fran Reardon reappears in the third base coaching box wearing his customary number 39 with a helmet on, and first base is the assistant hitting coach, clapping his hands down there, big Jason Hart. All right, we've been told for the third time who the umps are. We were given one set, then it was changed, and now it's changed again. Christian Lopes takes a strike, 0-1. Paul Clemens is the crew chief of this umpiring crew, but he missed the first two games. He had a call-up to Oakland to work some big league games. Here's the pitch. Slider swung on a miss by Lopes, 0-2. But he's back. He's behind the plate. And the local ump from the Reno area, James Fitzpatrick, is not here. So I believe that's Ben Sontag at first and Jonathan Bioretta down at third. 0-2 on Lopes. Christian takes a breaking ball up and in. 1-2. Lopes at 192. No homers and 8 batted in. 0-7 in the series. Dalton Kelly on deck and then leadoff man Drew Jackson here in the top of the third. And the 1-2, way outside with a fastball, 99 miles an hour, says the gun on that one. The problem for Jameson, his first three AAA starts, has been control. He's walked 11 men in 9 innings coming in. Hasn't walked anybody yet in this one. 2-2 on Lopes. Slider down and away, 83 miles an hour. 3-2 on Christian Lopes. We'll get the Hashauser Go-Go scoreboard going for you. We'll redo some of the big league games, update you there, and in the AAA Pacific Coast League. 3-2 pitch, up and away, ball four. So Lopes, behind in the count, 0-2, gets a walk. First walk allowed by Dre Jamison. And now Dalton Kelly comes up. Kelly hitting in the number 9 slot. Starts off at 165. 3 homers, 13 batted in. And the Aviators waiting for Kelly to get it going. And hit for good average at AAA Durham last year in the Tampa organization, just 244. Fastball high and outside, ball one, but he hit 27 home runs. Kelly didn't play yesterday. In game one on Tuesday, he was 0-4, left-handed batter waiting. Off first base is Lopes, the pitch. Fastball strike on the outside at 94, and a count evens at 1-1. Kelly from Redding, California. He's 27. Seattle had him originally. Traded to the Rays. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Jameson stretches and delivers. High drive in a deep right center field. That ball's in the gap. It's going to bounce and go to the fence at the base of the 424 side. Lopes being pinwheeled in by Reardon. He's going to score. On his way to third is Kelly. He's in sliding with a triple. And Las Vegas takes a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Pitch a center cut fastball, and he really hit that ball hard. For Las Vegas, that's their second hit. The man with the other hit, a double to open the game. Drew Jackson is up now. For Dalton Kelly, again, only 165 coming in, but that's his first triple of the year. It's his 14th RBI of the year. 1-0 Vegas, top of the third. Kelly at third, good speed. Nobody out. Fastball inside, ball one to Drew Jackson, who grounded one inside third for a double, but was left at second base in the first inning. Reno pulls the infield in. Beer and Kennedy on the right side. Rivera and Ellis are about halfway on the left side. Fastball a little bit inside. 2-0 at 96 miles an hour. Jackson having a good series. 4-9. Stanford product waiting. Kelly off the bag at third. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went for a fastball away at 94. Strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson last night on base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk, stole a base, and scored a run. Pitch high and outside. It's 3-1 now. Throwing the fastball with nice pace on it. That was 96, but not commanding it in this inning yet. Billy McKinney is on deck. Jameson ready with a 3-1. That's in the middle of the plate for a strike. Fastball at 93. 3-2. Kelly at third. Nobody out. Top of the third. 1-0 Las Vegas. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Good fastball toward the outside in the low 90s. With some good sink to it. Gets a big strikeout there. That's his third strikeout. Kelly at third with one out. And a batter McKinney who lined out to center fielder Dominic Fletcher his first time up. McKinney is 27 from Dallas. Plano West Senior High School. Here's the pitch. Bounding ball fouled outside first. Strike one, 0-1. His middle name is Landis. William Landis McKinney going by Billy. First round draft pick of Oakland in 2013. He was the 24th overall pick that year. Traded to the Cubs in 2014 and to the Yankees in 2016. Debuted in the big leagues with the Yankees briefly in 2018. Traded to Toronto during the year. was with them for a couple of years until 2020. And also last year he bounced around a lot. Brewers, Mets, Dodgers. Pitches a called strike toward the outside, 99 miles an hour. 0-2. In his big league career, McKinney 213 with 28 homers and 70 batted in. Dalton Kelly at third. He'll be going on contact now. The two. Fastball's high at 98. One ball and two strikes is the count. He got his big league called up with the Yankees in 2018 when Aaron Hicks got hurt. Then he himself got hurt and missed the rest of the year. Then he went to Toronto after that. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Ground ball, base hit in the right field. Kelly scores. It's now 2-0 Las Vegas in the top of the third. Bishop tosses it back in. McKinney hitting a lot of balls hard. 5-for-10 in the series. Then they cash in Kelly with his triple. And McKinney, a ground ball, base hit. That's his fourth RBI of the series. The batter, Shea Langeliers, has struck out on a high slider his first time up. Shea looking for his first hit in this series, 0-7. The pitch. Tapper slowly towards short. Charged by Rivera. He gloves. Throws to second for the force out on the sliding McKinney. And there are two outs. Langeliers safe at first on the fielder's choice, which has scored 6-4. Good play by Rivera. He was charging hard and had a turn and toss it to Kennedy for the out on McKinney. So Langeliers 0-2. He's at first with two outs. And here's Matt Davidson, who struck out swinging his first time up. In the inning, the walk to Lopes. Kelly tripled him in. And after Jackson struck out, McKinney singled Kelly home. And Langeliers just forced out McKinney. Here's Davidson. Fastball grounded to short and is grabbed by Rivera. He goes to second again for another 6-4 fielder's choice. Inning is over. But Las Vegas breaks through in the third against young Dre Jamison. Two runs, two hits, no errors. One man left. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 2 and Reno nothing.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back again. Russ Langer with you in Reno. A little breezy, but very pleasant. Bottom of the third, Las Vegas leading 2-0 behind Jared Koenig, who's retired 6 of 7 hitters so far. Koenig out of a small little school in Arizona, Central Arizona College. When you consider that, a little school like that, then you consider 5 independent teams, the Australian League pitching in New Zealand. Now here he is. So for him to be on the cusp of the big leagues and pitching as well as anybody in AAA, that's pretty, I mean, you're talking about defying the odds in a big way. Pitches high to Grader, all ball one. Right-handed hitting catcher. Fastball strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Juan Graterol, 194, 2 homers, 7 batted in. And the Aviators certainly have bottled him up. He's 1-for-16 against them. Grounded up on the forehand side by Davidson. He fires over to Garcia on a 5-3 put out. Graterol's out. One out, bottom of the third. The batter is the shortstop, Yadiel Rivera. Koenig spent 2 years at Central Arizona after graduating from Aptos High School. 35th round pick by the White Sox in 2014. There's a strike going on. Fastball to Rivera. He went on to pitch for a season at Old Dominion and another season at Cal State Monterey Bay, but never got drafted. 2015, 2016, the pitch low, 1-1. Koenig had hoped to turn pro when he drafted in 2014 by the White Sox. When they signed Carlos Rodon to a $6.5 million bonus, there's a ground ball to third. Backhanded by Davidson. He throws over to first, and there are two outs in the Reno third inning. When that happened, the White Sox elected not to sign several of their late-round choices, including Koenig. But Jarrett did not give up on his big league dream. Jumped on an independent ball. In 2017 alone, he was with four different teams. Monterey, the Pecos League, Salina of the American Association, San Rafael of the Pacific Association, and Birmingham Bloomfield. Pitches ball one. Spent all of 2018 with the San Rafael Pacifics and then joined Lake Erie of the Frontier League in 2019. His fifth independent team. Pitches low, 2-0 on Dominic Canzone, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Swing and a miss. Slider, 2-1. Koenig himself never put an expiration date on when he let go, but he admitted a few years ago he was starting to think about moving on. But then he got a break. Pitch fouled away, 2-2. Started training with Matt Rossingall of Rossi's Training, and it's a baseball-specific training program which helped Koenig next. Pitched well with Lake Erie with an ERA under 2.3 in 2019. And then Australian Baseball League called. He pitched for the Auckland Tuatara. Former Major League pitcher DJ Carrasco was the pitching coach for Auckland and helped out. Pitch is a little outside. 3-2 now. Koenig never left the U.S. before the winter of 2019. Went off to Australia and then New Zealand he went. Here's the 3-2. Just outside, ball four. Koenig thought he had a strike, but the ABS system said no. First walk allowed by Koenig. And with two outs, Las Vegas leading 2-0, bottom of the third. Here's Kennedy, who tripled off the right field fence in the first, and then got thrown out at home by Christian Lopes when he tried to score on a ground ball by Stone Garrett. Anyway, when Oakland international scout Dan Vitrine went to see Koenig pitch in New Zealand in the Australian League, Kennedy hits a bounding ball to second. Lopes is there. I'll finish the story later. Lopes shovels it to Machin for the 4-6 fielder's choice. And that's it. Reno is finished in the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. After three, the score. Las Vegas 2, Reno nothing.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposit. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel?
Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
To the top of the fourth inning. Las Vegas getting beaten badly in the first two games here. So as a result, Las Vegas and Reno have the same record entering tonight. 20-18, tied for second place in the division, one back of Salt Lake. The Aviators leading 2-0. We go to the top of the fourth, and Bima Almachin leads off against Dre Jameson. Fastball low at 95, under the knees, 1-0. Machin had a hit taken away from him when the tall shortstop, Yadiel Rivera, went lunging to his left and a ball that looked like it was going into center field. Grabbed it. After lunging at it, popped to his feet and threw him out. There's a hard ground ball. Grabbed by a diving Kennedy, who throws to first over the head of Seth Beer. And hustling over to back it up is Jameson. That is a base hit for Vima Almachin. He nearly got robbed again. He had a hard ground ball. Kennedy went diving to his left and somehow stopped that ball with a tremendous play. From the seat of his pants, he tried to throw to Beer, and he lobbed it. Beer jumped up, and it went off the tip of his glove to the screen protecting the first base dugout where the Aviators are. Almachin gets the fourth right there. Great effort by Kennedy. Here's Garcia. Fastball high at 96, ball one. Machin now 1-for-2. Garcia popped out to the second baseman, Kennedy, in the second. Now we're in the fourth. Las Vegas with four hits, leading 2-0. Jameson uncoils and throws. Fastball driven to deep right center. Fletcher racing back on the dead run, reaches up and makes the catch in the alleyway, approaching the 424 side. Here's the throw back to first base, and doubled off first base is Vima Almachin, and there are two outs. Wow. Dominic Fletcher in his AAA debut made a fine catch. Threw it back in to Kennedy, the second baseman, who gunned it to Seth Beer. And Machin, thinking the ball would be in the gap, and I think everybody else thought that too, simply was too far away, and he's doubled off. Allen hits a ground ball to second. This should finish the inning. Kennedy flips it to Beer, and that's that. It's an 8-4-3 double play. Garcia hit it to Fletcher, to Kennedy, to Beer, and that's it. The Aviators are now finished in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of 3.5, Las Vegas 2 and Reno nothing.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC. At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to time you have the loan out. That's different. Way different.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, we go to the bottom of the fourth. A little breezy now, suddenly a little cooler here. Tomorrow is supposed to be the coolest day out of the 6 days here. High supposedly in the upper 60s. 2-0 Las Vegas, bottom of the fourth. Jared Koenig facing the 3, 4, and 5 aces. Stone Garrett pops it up, fouled outside first. Hustling over is Garcia. He's got it. Dermis Garcia got a good jump on that ball. Austin Allen was trying to help out from the catching position, but he had farther to go. So Garcia made the catch about 5 feet in front of the first base dugout. Garrett's 0 for 2. One pitch, one out in the Reno fourth inning. Batter Seth Beer flat out to deep center his first time up. He's talking about Jared Koenig and the whole story, the whole odyssey. Multiple colleges and multiple independent teams, and thought the White Sox were going to draft him, and then that was it. And then he didn't get drafted in 2015 and 2016. Fastballs, low ball, one to Beer. Then, of course, 2020, COVID knocked out the entire minor league season. So Koenig returned home to the Santa Cruz area. Beer takes ball two. In that area, Koenig and his brother, Koenig has a brother named Ian, a pitcher outfielder at that time at Cabrillo College, did what they could to keep themselves ready. There's a long drive to deep left field. Back goes Kelly. He's all the way to the wall, and this one is off the wall. Kelly fires it in to Machine. It's a double for Seth Beer. It nearly got out. Now the manager of the Aces, Velasquez, wants to have a word here with third base umpire, who I think is Jonathan Biaretta. They've given us three different umpire rotations, and stick around maybe by the sixth. But right now, it is scored a double for Beer. Watching on the replay, definitely the right call. I can see exactly. There's a camera in center field angling toward left, and the ball hit below the yellow stripe. It's absolutely in play. So that's the right call. But I think Velasquez wants all three umpires. And, again, I think it's Biaretta and Clemens and Sontag. Unless Doug Harvey's here, or they may give us that name pretty soon. The three umps are talking on the grass between third base and the mound. But on the replay, the angle I saw, it's clearly the right call. The ball hit the top of the fence. But the three umps are talking it over, and we'll see what they say. Las Vegas leading 2-0, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three umps still talking it over. And now they've decided that that call is correct. It is a double. They're staying with the call. After further review, here is Drew Ellis now. He opened up the second with a ground out to third. Anyway, Koenig and his brother Ian were working out, just trying to stay in shape. And the A's invited Koenig, this is now we're in 2021, to their fall instructional league, where he got to pitch in front of the A's player development staff for the first time. Threw well in that camp. High fly ball to center. McKinney has it lined up. The wind pushes it toward right center. He makes the catch and fires it in toward third. Ball cut off there by Machine, and Beer holds it second. Two outs for Dominic Fletcher, the center fielder who struck out trying to check his swing in the second inning. Koenig, fastball in the low 90s. He's got a cutter and a straight changeup also. Anyway, at the start of camp in 2021, he was projected to be assigned to High A Lansing, but ended up jumping to Double A Midland. He's put to the test right away, but he really answered the challenge well. The league's pitcher of the year, 3.26 ERA in over 121 innings. There's a strike. And so far this year, Koenig's been even better. Over his last three starts, three runs allowed in 20 innings, 29 strikeouts and two walks. Just tremendous. The 0-1, that's outside. 1-1. One ball and one strike on Dominic Fletcher. Triple-A debut. Up from Double-A Amarillo. Beer at second, two down. Bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Las Vegas. Koenig delivers. And it's just outside with an off-speed pitch. 2-1. Koenig did see some Double-A level competition during his time in the American Association and the Frontier League, two of the independent leagues. But he says it wasn't until he did well in the Australian League in New Zealand that he really felt he could excel in affiliated ball. The 2-1. Fletcher hits a one-hopper in the right center for a base hit. Beer scores. In to pick it up is Jackson. And Reno's on the board. The Las Vegas lead is cut to 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fletcher's first triple-A hit brings in a run. And they toss the ball out of play. And if Jared Koenig keeps pitching the way he's been pitching, that'll be an even more prized possession for the Fletcher family. All right, so the Aces break through with a run here. And here is Bishop, who flat out to deep right center on the warning track, not far from the 424 sign. And Billy McKinney had to go way back there to get that ball. It was hit between 415 and 420 feet. Throw to first, and Fletcher's back in. Anyway, Koenig has really said as much about his time in the Australian Baseball League, said it really helped him the most mentally and confidence-wise, because he knew he was facing pretty tough competition. Fastball's inside, ball one to Braden Bishop. Las Vegas pitching coach Steve Conley discussing Koenig said, hey, he's an old school pitcher. Change up in for a strike. One Las Vegas in the bottom of the fourth. He said he understands pitching, and so he will add and subtract on his fastball all day long. That's what he's been doing. I mean, Conley ought to know. He's Koenig's pitching coach the last 2 years at Midland, and now this year with the Aviators. Here's the 1-1. Koenig looks at first and delivers. Fastball in a little low. Two balls and a strike. But it's hard for hitters to square up Koenig. Throw this pitch in the same location, same spin at different speeds. It's harder for hitters to get their timing in against him. The 2-1. Bishop lines one foul to the right out of play. Fastball at 90. He was late on it. 2-2 now. And Conley says, hey, you know, sometimes Jared will come into the dugout and he'll be like, that 1-1 pitch was a changeup. And then he'll say, no, actually it wasn't. Everybody, it was an 84-mile-an-hour fastball. So the velocity changes pitch to pitch, and that just makes it tough on the hitters. Throw to first base, and Fletcher back in. Koenig says he's been changing speeds with his fastball for as long as he can remember. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Bishop swings and misses at a fastball away at 90. Strike three, and the inning is over. Third strikeout for Koenig, and Reno is finished in the fourth. They collect one run on two hits, no errors, leaving one. And at the end of four complete, Las Vegas 2, Reno 1.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Welcome back to Reno. We now go to the fifth inning. Las Vegas leading by a score of 2-1 in the pride of Greenfield, Indiana. Here making his fourth AAA appearance, looking for his first AAA win. Drew Jameson will now in the fifth inning face the 8-9-1 Aviator hitters. Christian Lopes, Dalton Kelly, leadoff man Drew Jackson. Las Vegas, two runs, four hits, no errors. Reno, a run on three hits and no errors. Lopes walked and scored in the third on the triple by Dalton Kelly. He's up again. Fastball hit in the air to deep left, hooking toward the corner. Garrett racing over, looking up, and the ball bounces off the base of the fence. Lopes in high gear going to second base. He has a stand-up double on the first pitch of the fifth inning. You can hear the Kristen Lopes fan club in front of us. Lady, in fact, wearing a Lopes jersey. That's Kristen's first hit of the series. For Las Vegas, that's their fifth hit. Here's Kelly. He ripped one up the gap in right center for a triple, scoring Lopes, and he later scored on a base hit by Billy McKinney. For Lopes, that's his fifth double of the year. Fastball up and away, ball one on Dalton Kelly. So this is the fourth time in five innings the Aviators have the leadoff man on. Jackson doubled open the game, didn't score. Lopes walked open the third and did score. Machin singled to open up the fourth, pitches outside 2-0, and ended up getting doubled off on a long drive to right center by Dermis Garcia. And now Lopes doubles to open up the fifth. Jameson stretches. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Dalton Kelly. Fastball, slice in the air foul to the left. That's back out of play, 94 miles an hour. 2-1. Anyway, Jameson from Greenfield, city in and the county seat of Hancock County, Indiana, part of the Indianapolis metro area. Here's the 2-1 to the left-handed swinging Dalton Kelly. High fly ball to left field toward the line. Angling over is Garrett. Garrett on the move toward the corner. Makes the catch. Lopes tags and will not go anywhere. Garrett had to go a long way to get that ball, but the wind was helping him. It's blowing across from left to right, so it made it more of a makeable play. So Kelly's now 1-for-2. Lopes at second with one out, and here's Jackson, who has doubled and struck out in this game, 1-for-2. Breaking ball. Jackson tried to hold up. He went around. Said plate ump Paul Clemens. Strike one. 0-1 on Drew Jackson. Fifth inning. Las Vegas leading 2-1 here in game three of the six-game series. Same start time tomorrow. Pre-game at 6:20. Here is the next one. Breaking ball. A called strike on the inside corner. 0-2 on Drew Jackson. Major League pitcher Kyle Gibson from Greenfield, Indiana. Here is the pitch. High foul. Outside first. Beer coming over. Beer at the railing. Beer reaches into the dugout and makes the catch. That's a really good play. The wind was blowing that one away from Beer. He went to the railing and leaned in and caught it. Nice play. So Lopes, who was at second with nobody out, is now at second with two outs. Beer went as far as he could, and that's a good play. Here's McKinney. He's hit the ball hard twice against Jameson. Lined out to center, and a sharp ground ball single to right, driving in Kelly in the third. McKinney 5-for-10 in the series. And overall, 467 in the few games he's played since he joined the Aviators. Breaking ball curls in low, ball one. 1-0. Remember the Sacramento Kings NBA team. Also came from that little town. Yogi Ferrell. Here is the 1-0 pitch to McKinney, and he takes it down and in. Ball two. 2-0 to the well-traveled Billy McKinney. 6-1, 205. He'll be 28 in August. Lives in Plano, Texas. Lopes at second, two down. Langoliers on deck. Jameson with a sign from Greaterall looks back at second and delivers. Changeup is outside, 3-0. Drew Ellis is the only man on the left side of the infield. Shortstop Rivera is about 10 feet to the right of second on the fringe of the outfield grass. Kennedy swung over the second baseman's 10 or 12 feet onto the outfield grass. And you have Beer at first, the 3-0. He's taking, and it's a strike on the outside corner. McKinney backs out. And Las Vegas, 2 1/3. Reno, 1 4. We're in the top of the fifth. 2-1 Aviators here in game 3. Lopes leads off second, has a decent lead there with 2 down. Pitches up and away, ball 4. Second walk allowed by Jameson. And McKinney, who stung the ball twice, gets a free pass, and here's Langoliers, who has stung the ball all season but has been quiet in this series. Tonight he struck out and hit into a slow 6-4 force out, a little dribbler. And he's 0 for 8 in the series and hasn't really made hard contact yet. The greater all to the mound to speak to Jameson here. The matchup tomorrow, by the way, for game 4 of this 6-game series, right-hander Adam Oller, who's 1-0 with a 2.25 ERA, will pitch for Las Vegas. And he'll be opposed by righty Dan Straley, who's been with Reno the whole year. 2-2 with a 6.27 earned run average. All right, Graterol back behind the plate, flashes a sign. Lopes at second for Las Vegas, McKinney at first. Outfield straight away for Langoliers. Slider snaps in there for a strike at 84 miles an hour, 0-1. Lopes wanders off second. Good lead there with 2 down. McKinney hands on his knees off first. The 0-1. Langoliers gets a fastball, fouls it straight back. Hit a good swing at it, 97 miles an hour. It's now 0-2 on Shea Langoliers. Shea's at 280 now. 11 homers, 27, batted in. Lopes leads off second. McKinney away from first. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike 3. Fourth strikeout for Jameson. And Las Vegas sees a leadoff double go by the wayside for the second time in the game. It happened in the first with Drew Jackson, and Lopes opened this inning with a double, and they can't move him. No runs, one hit, no errors. The Aviators leave 2. They've left 4 so far. We're halfway through, and after 4.5, Las Vegas 2, Reno 1.
AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We head to the bottom of the fifth. The wind really picking up, and the temperature's really cooling off now. Las Vegas leading 2-1 behind their ace, Jared Koenig. Catcher Juan Graterol leads off and takes ball 1. Graterol grounded out to third, leading off the third. On deck, the number 9 hitter, shortstop Yadiel Rivera, and the top of the order, Donovan Canzone. High fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Kelly. He's at the track. He's at the wall, and he makes the catch at the base of the wall. Graterol gave it a good ride. Kelly had just enough room out there. One out for Yadiel Rivera. Rivera, one of the taller shortstops you'll see. 6'3", he's 190. Young man from Puerto Rico. He was at Sugar Land last year in the Astros system. Pitches inside, ball 1, 1-0. Rivera grounded out to third his first time up, and he's been a hot hitter. Even though he's only hitting 216, he has six hits in his last 12 at-bats. Koenig's pitch. Fastball down and in. Ball two. 2-0. Steve Connolly, the Aviators pitching coach, has said that because of the way Koenig changes speeds, it kind of messes up his changeup numbers. Here's the 2-0. There's a tapper slowly wide at third. Davidson moves to his left, picks it up and throws in one fluid motion over to first, and they're two outs. The batter, Dominic Canzone. Fifth inning, 2-1 Las Vegas. And Connolly said, I can't count how many times I've seen Koenig throw the first pitch fastball of the game at 85, and the next pitch will be 93. But Koenig says he's always changed speeds. He says, I've always been a pitcher that's very minimal in effort. Pitch is ball one to Canzone. And the next one. High pop-up, shallow left. Moving in for it is Dalton Kelly, still coming in. Now Machin goes out and diving and not able to make the catch is Kelly. That was really V-Mail Machin's ball. The wind was playing all kinds of tricks with it. Kelly went in a long way to get there. And he went into a slide, and he tried to sell it as if he had caught it. But the third base umpire, Bioretta, said, nope, you didn't. You trapped it. Aviators had an adventure last night in the sixth inning with Colin Wiles pitching on a ball. The wind was not a factor, but it was twilight. And that was Vince Fernandez trying to catch it. And Machin was the shortstop, but because of the shift, Machin had a long way to go to get into the pop-up to short. But Machin got back late. And Kelly came all the way in and nearly made a great play, but couldn't quite get there. There's a fastball for ball one to Kennedy. So it is a pop-up, wind-blown pop-up double for Canzone. He's the tying run at second. Ball that arguably should have been the third out. Kennedy has tripled and hit into a force play. Koenig's 1-0. High foul to the right, slicing out of play. Fastball at 89. One ball and one strike to count. Koenig said, I've always been pretty aware of my body. I think that's what allows me to add and subtract with my speed and get my location the way it needs to be. Fastball lined into center field for a base hit. Around third is Canzone. The throw by McKinney's off target, and the game is tied at two. Really a tough break for Jared Koenig. The inning should have been over on the pop-up by Canzone, but it was not. And a clean single to center by Buddy Kennedy, who is now 2-for-3. And Canzone, who runs well, beat the throw by McKinney, and the throw was well to the first base side of home plate anyway. The Nada game is tied at two on a two-out pop-up that fell into shallow left and in Kennedy's RBI single. Here is Stone Garrett, 0-for-2, the pitch. A liner into shallow right for a base hit. Kennedy stops at second as Drew Jackson fires it back in. A little looper there by Garrett that plopped in. Runners at first and second with two outs. The batter, Seth Beer, who's hit the ball well twice, flat out to deep center and doubled high off the fence and left. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Austin Allen out having a word with Koenig. Two runs, five are frustrated. They've had the leadoff man on four out of five innings, and all they have is two runs in the third. They've had two innings without a runner at second and nobody out and didn't score. The first and then the fifth. And now Reno, two runs, six hits, and errors have tied it. Here's Beer, a loud 1-for-2. The double and a run scored. Kennedy at second. The tie-breaking run, Garrett at first. Garrett staring in at Austin Allen. Came in leading the league in strikeouts and second in ERA. Stretch and a pitch. Sweeping breaking ball to strike on the outside corner at 82 miles an hour. Good pitch, 0-1. First and second, two down. Lefty on lefty. Koenig checks the runners. Breaking ball. Waved it and missed by Beer. And it's 0-2 now. Koenig, now we're in the bottom of the fifth. He's at 74 pitches, 46 strikes. At this point in the season, and again, this is seventh game and his sixth start, Koenig could go well into the 90s with his pitches, but we'll just see how things go. Here's the 0-2 to Seth Beer. Koenig, a glance at the runners, a second glance, a third glance. Now he comes home. There's a liner into left center field for the fourth straight Reno hit. Kennedy scores. Stopping at second is Garrett, and Reno has the lead for the first time tonight by a score 3-2 on an 0-2 base hit by Seth Beer. And the Aviators and Jared Koenig continue to pay the price for the two-out pop-up by Dominic Canzone that fell in. Now here's Ellis. He is grounded to third and flied out to center. So, Reno lead. Pitches high ball one. Give credit to Seth Beer. 0-2 pitch, and it didn't get a lot of the plate, but he reached out and just poked that ball in the left field. Beer now 2-for-3 with a big RBI. Garrett now at second. Beer at first. The 1-0 to Drew Ellis, who had a grand slam last night, and it's a strike on the outside. 1-1. First two outs came quickly, and the third out appeared to be quick. Pop up by Canzone. Fell in between Machine and Kelly. Three straight hits since then, and two runs have scored. The 1-1. Change up is outside. Ball two. 2-1. Garrett leads away from second. Beer off of first. Reno 3, Aviators 2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-1 pitch to Drew Ellis. Fastball swung on and missed. He elevated that one over the belt at 91. 2-2. Koenig's guy has always been good at making adjustments. Last week, the staff had been hit around in the first two games of the series by Salt Lake. Salt Lake hit a lot of off-speed pitches. So before the start, Koenig decided he'd rely heavily on his fastball to catch the bees off guard. He threw 99 pitches, 68 of them were fastballs. That's a very unusually high total in today's off-speed heavy game. He went eight innings, first Aviator to go eight innings. Give up the run on three hits, struck out 10. The 2-2. Ellis takes it just inside. Whoa, was that close. 3-2. Now with a full count and two down, the runners will move. Garrett from second. Beer from first. Big pitch here. Allen sets up the target. Koenig sets himself. The runners lead. And now Koenig steps off and looks the runners back. Garrett to second. Beer to first. Koenig stares in. Allen wigwags a sign out. First and second, two outs. The 3-2. The runners lead, and the runners go. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. A frustrated Ellis slams the bat and the helmet down. But nobody's more frustrated than Koenig, who should have been out of the inning with the first three hitters. But the pop-up fell in, and the Aces did what a good offensive team would do. They took advantage with a few hits, and they scored two runs to take the lead on four hits. No errors. Two men left on base. At the end of five, Reno 3, the Aviators 2.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together, we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming.
You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can find... Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
All right, go to the sixth inning. Reno in front for the first time, 3-2. Matt Davison swings and misses at a low 96-mile-an-hour fastball out of the hand of Dre Jameson. This is Jameson's longest AAA start. He leads 3-2 into the sixth. Davison 0-for-2, struck out, grounded into a force play. And the 0-1. Fastball, foul back. That was the same pitch. A low mid-90s heater. And it's 0-2. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Reno. Las Vegas 2-5-0 in the top of the sixth. Davidson hitting cleanup. Then Vimel Machin and Dermis Garcia. Base is clear. Nobody out in the top of the sixth. Fastball whacked into center field. He tried the third straight fastball. And with Matt Davidson, if you're going to do that, you better place it right. And he hit a rope into center field. The pitch was 94 miles an hour. I would guess the exit velocity was higher than that. Tying runners aboard. This means now for the fifth time in six innings, the Aviators have the leadoff man on. They've only scored in one of those opportunities so far. Machin has grounded out to short in a great play by Rivera. The ball hit up the middle. Then he had an infield hit in the fourth inning. It was doubled off first base and a drive to deep right center by Garcia. He hits a fly ball to left field. Angling back toward the track is Garrett. He makes the one-handed catch toward the corner and fires it back in. Davidson gets back to the bag. Gene now 1-for-3. One on one out of the Vegas sixth. 3-2. Reno leads it. Here's Garcia. Popped out and hit a long drive to right center. Dominic Fletcher ran it down. Fired it to Buddy Kennedy. Relayed it to Seth Beer for an 8-4-3 double play. Doubling off Vimel Machin. Jameson, 74 pitches, 46 of them strikes. Here's the look in the pitch. Fastball, line to left field, and coming in to try to get it is Garrett, and Garrett slid, and the ball bounces past him all the way to the wall. Davidson going to third will hold up as Garcia. Well, Reno got a break on the pop-up by Canzone with two outs in the bottom of the fifth that fell in, and right there, the Aviators get a break. A sinking liner by Garcia. Garrett came in and tried to make a diving catch, and the ball bounced past him all the way to the fence. I believe it's going to be a double all the way. So Davidson, the tying run, is now at third. Garcia, who has stung the ball twice now, is at second. One out. Here's Austin Allen. Grounded a first and grounded a second. 0-for-2. 0-for-5 in the series. The stretch. Jameson set the pitch. Inside and low with a fastball under the elbows. 1-0. A left-hander gets up now in the Reno bullpen. Wynn is picked up, blowing hard in from left. Davidson off the bag at third. Garcia at second. The infield is at regular depth except for third baseman Ellis, who is even with the bag and far off the line, almost towards shortstop. Allen hits a drive high and deep to right, hooking in the corner. Foul. Fastball at 93. Austin was ready for it, but pulled it foul. 1-1. 3-2 Reno in the top of the sixth. Reno dominating the Aviators. Of course, it was at this point of the game last night. Las Vegas had a lead of 4-2, and that lead evaporated quickly. Second and third, one gone. Jameson stretches and delivers. Fastball a little outside. Got it up to 97, but it missed the outside corner. Ball two. 2-1. Allen back in again, scrapes home plate with the end of that bat. Kristen Lopes is on deck. Outfield deep and straight away. The look by Jameson and the 2-1 to Austin Allen. up and away. Now it's 3-1. Allen backs out briefly. First base is open. The right hitter hitting Lopes is on deck. We'll see if they give Allen anything to hit here. Reno 3, Las Vegas 2 in the top of the sixth. Davidson off third for the Aviators. Dermis Garcia, the runner at second. The 3-1. Outside, ball four. That was one of those unintentional, intentional walks. And it does set up a chance for a double play. Here's Lopes. Lopes has walked and scored. Then he broke out of a 3-for-45 slump with a double off the base of the left field wall leading off the fifth. Time called, and Reno pitching coach Doug Drabeck, who makes me feel old. Why? Because I remember when Drabeck won the Cy Young Award for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1990. And now he's got hair that's as white as the Reno home uniforms. But anyway, he's got a reputation of being a very effective pitching coach. I mean, he's the mound chatting with the youngster Jameson right here. Each team with seven hits. Reno leads 3-2. The Aviators have had chances. Runner at second, nobody out in the first. They got their two runs in the third, making the most of that chance. Leadoff single in the fourth did not amount to anything. And Lopes opened the fifth with a double, and he never scored. Drabeck, with his navy blue Reno Aces jacket on, walks back to the third base dugout. Davidson at third, the tying run. Dermis Garcia at second. And Austin Allen, who just walked, is now at first. Top of the sixth. 3-2 Reno. Jameson now 80 pitches, 48 strikes. Here is Lopes. 1-for-1 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. The stretch. And the pitch. Fastball foul to the plate. I got Lopes' foot, and he goes down in a heap. Gets up on one knee. And now he gets up. But that really smarts on any given night, but especially now it's really cooling off here. One strike. Fran Reardon comes down from the third base coaching box to ask his second baseman if he's okay. Of course, Lopes knows the terrain. He played for Reno last year and had a respectable year, 271. But you can hear the wind. Now, one of the athletic trainers going out to check Lopes and make sure he's okay. One strike to count to him. Dalton Kelly, the on-deck hitter, watching and waiting from there. So they're still checking Lopes. Shane Zdebiak there with Fran Reardon. Fran there with it. They're standing just outside the right-handed batter's box. In the inning, Davidson singled. Machine flat out to the left field corner. Garcia doubled to left, and Garrett went into a dive and couldn't get it. The ball went past him. And then Allen walked. All right, they're all done checking Lopes, and he says he's okay to continue. 3-2 Reno. In the top of the sixth, bases filled with one out. Lopes back in now with an 0-1 count. First baseman Beer playing in tight in front of the runner Allen. Everybody else at double play depth. The stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Slider, a slow bounce to first. Picked up there by Beer. He fires home for the force out. Then a throw back to third base and safe there is Garcia. Bases remain loaded with two outs. A slow ground ball to the first baseman, Beer. Jameson broke off the mound to try to get the ball, and he and Beer nearly collided. Jameson had to jump up in the air, throw his arms up in the air to avoid Seth Beer. And then Beer threw home for the force out on Davidson. Fielder's choice goes 3-2. Beer to the catcher, Greaterall. Davidson out at home on the force out. On the fielder's choice, Garcia to third, Allen to second, Lopes safe at first. Here is Dalton Kelly. Well, Aviators had second and third with one out. Now they have the bases loaded with two outs, and it's up to Kelly, who has tripled and scored, knocked in a run, and flied out. Way inside with that fastball at 94. A lunging try in the backhand side by Greaterall to prevent a wild pitch. Ball one. Garcia off the bag at third. He's the tying run. Austin Allen leads off second. Lopes off first. Outfield fairly deep, and they shade Kelly to pull. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Bounding ball fouled outside first. Went for a low fastball. Strike one, 1-1. Second baseman Kennedy playing him to pull in about 10 feet deep on the outfield grass. 3-7-0 for Reno, 2-7-0 for Las Vegas. Outs in the top of the sixth. 1-1 on Dalton Kelly. and a pitch. Hard ground ball in the right center for a base hit. In to score is Garcia. Allen being sent in. He's going to score. It is a two-run single by Kelly. Lopes goes to third, and Las Vegas now has retaken the lead 4-3. A clutch single by Dalton Kelly. So the Aviators take advantage of this opportunity. Garcia, who doubled, and Allen, who walked, both score. And Lopes goes first to third. So Kelly, having maybe his best game, he did have a grand slam in a game at Las Vegas Ballpark, but he's 2-for-3 in this game with three RBIs. And here comes Gil Velasquez, and that's it for Jameson. They'll be pulled here, trailing 4-3. Two outs. Las Vegas has runners at the corners in the top of the sixth, and they've now retaken the lead over Reno in this seesaw game 4-3. And the new pitcher coming in, we'll be back to tell you about it after this.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I...
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
All right, welcome back. Well, out of the three games of this series so far in Reno, this has been the most interesting one to this point. A couple of lead changes already. And now the new pitcher, lefty Miguel Aguilar. Aguilar, in 13 games, has no record of 4-1-5 ERA, three saves. 13 innings, 14 hits. You walk five, striking out nine. Drew Jackson leads off and takes a pitch up and in at 85. Ball one, 1-0. Two runs in, Lopes at third. Kelly, who just singled in two runs to give the Aviators a lead back, is at first base. Kelly, of course, runs well. Does not have a big lead, though. The stretch by the lefty, Aguilar in the pitch. That's way inside, a breaking ball. Looked like a cutter. And Jackson skipping out of the box, ball two. 2-0. Aguilar, one of a few lefties they've got available in the bullpen in Reno. He's 5'8", 194, 30 years old. He's from Mexico, Ciudad Obregón. The pitch misses, and now it's 3-0 on Jackson with a left-hander hitting Billy McKinney on deck. Here is the 3-0 to Jackson. He takes a fastball down the middle for a strike at 90 miles an hour. 3-1. Aguilar's first appearance in the series. Ninth meeting of the year between the two teams. Reno so far winning five, losing three against the Aviators. Quick throw to first, and diving back in is Kelly. The first eight games, Reno outscored Las Vegas 56-34. 3-2. It's gone from 3-0 to 3-2. Kelly, four steals, been caught once. Lopes at third, Kelly at first. The pitch just outside, ball four. Jackson taking a razor-close pitch, and he gets the walk. So Kelly goes down to second, and for the second time in the inning, the Aviators have the bases loaded. Lopes at third, Kelly good speed at second. Jackson good speed at first, and here's Billy McKinney who has lined out to center, singled in a run, and walked. 1-for-2 in this game, 5-for-10 in the series with 4 RBIs. Bases loaded, 2 down. Lefty on lefty, Aguilar throws. And the first pitch slider swung on and missed. And McKinney dropped his bat, and he said something to the plate on Paul Clemens. 1 strike. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Aviators. Barino, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Wind is now blowing straight in from left. I think I lead the league in paperweights now to keep all these papers from blowing away. Here's now the next one. McKinney chases a low breaking ball. It's 0-2. Aguilar now with a couple of tough breaking balls to the left-handed hitting McKinney. 0-2. Lopes standing off the bag at third. Shift is on for McKinney. 3 men to the right of second for the left-handed batter. Bases loaded. 2 down. The 0-2. And that cutter comes in low and away at 82. Try to get him to chase. McKinney not tempted there. Ball and 2 strikes. On deck, Shea Langeliers. Lopes, hands on his knees, bending at the waist off the bag at third. Kelly trying to widen his lead from second with 2 down. Jackson off first. 1-2 stretch in the pitch. Down and away again. Same pitch, and he missed again. 2-2. McKinney backs out again, adjusts his batting gloves. Billy, native Texan, back in again. Taps home plate gently. This is Phil, 2 down. The stretch, the 2-2. Breaking ball low. He's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on Billy McKinney. Now the proverbial merry-go-round will start. Lopes from third, Kelly from second, Drew Jackson from first will all be on the move on the 3-2 pitch with 2 outs. Aguilar set. There they go. The pitch, fastball, foul back. He came back with a fastball at 91. McKinney fought it off, and everybody will reset and return to their respective bases. McKinney climbing back in. The outfield a little on the deep side, and they shade him to pull. Drew Ellis, the only man on the left side of the infield. He's playing essentially deep short. 3 on, 2 out, the 3-2. There they go. Fastball foul back again. Same exact thing. A 91-mile-an-hour fastball looked to be in the strike zone, and McKinney taking a big rip and fouling it directly back to the netting. Looked like an instant replay from the previous pitch. Vegas 2 in the third, Reno 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth to take the lead, and now in the sixth, Aviators have retaken the lead and trying to pad their lead now. They go again. Breaking ball popped up foul outside third. The catcher, that's Graterol's there. He's got it, and the inning is over. Because of the shift, Graterol had to make that play because Ellis had to go on a 40-yard dash just to get close. Las Vegas does retake the lead. 2 runs on 3 hits. No errors. They leave 3. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Las Vegas 4, Reno 3.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor. Find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
All right, we go to the bottom of the sixth. Another razor-close game. The Aviators have had their share. Around a dozen one-run games have been involved with, and they lead here 4-3. The Aviators have squandered some scoring chances, but they do have a one-run lead behind Jared Koenig. And now it's the 6-7-8 Reno Aces in the sixth. Rookie center fielder Dominic Fletcher, rookie in the sense this is his first AAA game. He takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Fletcher has struck out and singled in a run. Braden Bishop next and catcher Juan Graterol. 4-3 Las Vegas, bottom of the sixth. Pitch foul back out of play. 0-2. Koenig now 83 pitches, 52 strikes. Again, he can go close to 100 if need be. Anyway, you know, Koenig in his late 20s, so, you know, they've had other people call up, Zach Logue and some others. Here's the 0-2, and it's outside 1-2. And Oakland has needed a starter. Adrian Martinez got a start. But, I mean, you got to wonder about Koenig. I mean, yeah, Oakland's in a rebuilding season. They've used 20 different pitchers and 8 different starters. Pitches outside, 2-2. In case you didn't hear, yesterday, former Aviator Dalton Jeffries left the start with bicep tendonitis. So who knows when they'll have another opening. Pitch foul back. But anyway you slice it, Koenig, just an incredible story. Just kept coming back and has not given up on himself at all. A's made a great decision to sign him. Pitch foul back, 2-2. Fletcher waiting. And a pitch. That spins in low. 3-2 on Dominic Fletcher. Braden Bishop waiting on deck. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Reno 3-7-0. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Fastball, strike 3 call. Knee high over the outside at 89. Beautiful pitch by Koenig. That's his fourth strikeout. And with one out, here's Bishop. Flat out to deep center and struck out. Hash House Agogo scores. Eighth inning, Albuquerque leading Salt Lake 12-7 with Salt Lake batting in the bottom of the eighth. So if Albuquerque goes on to win that game and they have a 5-run lead in the eighth inning, there's a strike changeup to Bishop 0-1. And if the Aviators win, they'd be back into a first-place tie with Salt Lake, but we'll see. Sixth inning in Sacramento, no score. Tacoma in Sacramento, ground ball to third, two hops for Davison. He's got it, fires over to first and gets his man. Bishop now for three. Batter catcher Juan Graterol, who's grounded out to third and flat out to deep left, caught at the base of the wall by Dalton Kelly. Juan Graterol coming up now. Round Rock beat Sugarland earlier. It was a 5-3 score. And Graterol takes a pitch a little inside, a fastball at 91, ball one. In Oklahoma City, the Dodgers got a run in the bottom of the ninth to beat El Paso, 4-3. Pitch is high, 2-0. Jake Lamb, 10th home for the Dodgers in Oakie City. Pitches a strike, 2-1 now on Graterol. 2 outs, bases empty, home half of the sixth. This will be a 2-1 pitch. It's way outside, 3-1. Jackets are coming off in the Las Vegas bullpen, but nobody's throwing yet. Graterol hitting just 188. Here's the 3-1. Line drive, base hit to left. Kelly gets it, plays it back in. Koenig clearly didn't want to walk Graterol. The 3-1 pitch was an 86-mile-an-hour pitch pretty much in the middle of the plate. 2 outs, single extends the inning and brings up the shortstop, Yadiel Rivero's at 2 ground balls at third baseman Matt Davidson. That's hit number 8 for Reno. Davidson's busy over there. He's been playing a lot of first base the last couple of seasons. Pitches inside, ball one, but playing third base against his old team here. He already got 5 assists in this game. Here's the 1-0 to Yadiel Rivera, hitting 212. High fly ball deep down the left field line. Racing over is Kelly into foul ground. Goes into a slide and can't get it, but it is a foul ball. Nice effort by Dalton Kelly. One ball and one strike, and Granderall goes back to first base. We'll update all the Pacific Coast League scores on the postgame show, but give you the big league scores now. We'll update those later as well. Baltimore beat the Yankees earlier, 9-6. San Diego shut out the Phillies, 2-0. Reds beat Cleveland by a score of 4-2. Luis Cesso, who briefly pitched for the Las Vegas team when they were a Mets affiliate, got the win for the Reds in that game. 1-1 pitch. Rivera lines one to left field, a base hit. Going toward the line to get it is Kelly. And he fires it back in. Granderall stops at second. The throw goes. The 8 and 9 hitters with back-to-back singles with two outs in the sixth. And Dominic Canzone, who has struck out, walked in a key play in the fifth inning, hit a pop-up to left, which really should have been caught, but fell in for a two-out pop-up double. And that opened the door for a two-run rally. Now Austin Allen out there speaking with Koenig, who's now, well, he's reaching his pitch limit. Koenig now 99 pitches, 61 strikes. And a right he's throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen now. Now time called. Here comes Fran Reardon. And this might be it for Koenig. Can't make out the number of the pitcher throwing in the bullpen. Koenig's going to leave. 99 pitches, 61 strikes. He goes 5 2/3. Not quite as dominant as he was the last couple of times out, but it's hard to replicate that every time. But he does go out with a 4-3 lead. A pitching change in Reno. Two on, two out, bottom of the sixth. I'll come back and tell you all about it right after this.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Steiner's, the new out-of-style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. It's supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. As we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
All right. Another nail biter involving the Aviators. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Las Vegas leads 4-3. And their ace, Jared Koenig, has been pulled. He allowed 9 hits, walk 1, struck out 4. 3 runs earned. The 2 men on base are his. The new pitcher is veteran righty Austin Pruitt, 32-year-old righty, wearing number 50. Going to face the leadoff man, Dominic Canzone. First and second, two outs. Pruitt delivers. Big breaking ball chopped toward the second baseman, Lopes. He's got it. The throw to first is in time. It'll go in the books as a 6-3 correction machine on that bounding ball because of the shift. So Pruitt throws one pitch to complete the inning, and the aces are finished. No runs, two hits, no errors. They leave two men on base. at the end of six complete frames here at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. The score now, it is Las Vegas 4 and Reno 3.
Luxies, download the app to download Luxies 4. All the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Luxies, share the love. Luxies.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. News, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada stop up invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, we go back to the seventh inning now. 4-3 Las Vegas. Shea Langeliers leads off and takes a pitch inside from reliever Miguel Aguilar, who entered the game with two on and two out in the sixth. Walked Drew Jackson to load the bases, but got Billy McKinney to foul out. Shea 0-3. Fouls one back. 1-1. Shea has struck out, hit a slow ground ball into a force out, and struck out again. He's still looking for his first hit of the series. 0-9. Nobody on, nobody out. Seventh inning, Las Vegas leading 4-3. Reno with nine hits. The Aviators with eight hits. The pitch. High pop-up out behind second base. It's Buddy Kennedy with a wind taking it, and Kennedy races in now, makes the catch. He started off on the fringe of the outfield grass behind second, raced all the way into the infield grass, and was still moving when he made the catch. It's like Candlestick Park over here now. Thing hit that high in the air, it's not a routine play. Langeliers 0-4. One out for Davidson. Matt has struck out, hit into a force play, and on an 0-2 pitch at a clean single to center against the rookie starter, Dre Jameson, who went 5 2/3, allowed eight hits, four runs earned, and is the pitcher of record right now with Las Vegas leading 4-3. He's in line to lose it unless things change. Jameson walked three and struck out four. Davidson up with Vimal Machin on deck. Aguilar ready with a 1-0, and Davidson takes it low. 2-0. Continuing with the big league scores in the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. In 10 innings, the Mets beat the Cardinals 7-6. And the White Sox defeated the Royals in Kansas City 7-4. There's a bounding ball up behind the bag at second. That's gloved by Kennedy, who's there because of the shift, and the throw of the first is in time. 4-3 it goes. Davidson 1-4. Here's Machin, 1-3 with an RBI single. Flat out to left, his last time up. Red Sox pile up 16 hits at home, and they beat the Mariners at Fenway 12-6. At Wrigley, Arizona got by the Cubs 3-1. Reno's parent team getting away with Mark Melanson getting his eighth save. There is a strike to Machin, 0-1. In Houston, the Astros beat the Texas Rangers 5-1, the final there. Machin takes just outside, 1-1. Dermis Garcia is the on-deck hitter. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the seventh inning. Russ Langer hit Greater Nevada Field. A radical change in temperature from game time to now. Much cooler. Check swing, ground ball, foul right to Fran Reardon in the third base box. He makes the clean pick and lobs it up into the stands. 1-2 on Vimal Machin, who didn't mean to swing, but he came within a couple of feet of hitting a fair ball. It would have been an extra base hit. 1-2, fastball is high. 2-2 now. Machin at 285, two homers, 21 batted in. Nods yes to the sound offered by Gratterall. and the 2-2 on the way. Line drive into center field, but moving in is Fletcher, and Fletcher's there to make the catch, and the inning is over. Aguilar works a 1-2-3 seventh. We are now in the stretch half of the seventh inning at the end of 6.5 innings of play. Las Vegas 4, Reno 3.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Say bye-bye, so long, and adios to aches and pains with the new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Only Tempur-Pedic has the incredibly adaptive material to give you the support no other mattress can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic sleep system and get up to a $300 gift when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. We have quick delivery and 72 months no-interest financing. Kiss those aches and pains goodbye at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Alrighty, welcome of the seventh inning. Las Vegas clinging to a 4-3 lead. Austin Pruitt threw one pitch to get out of the sixth inning, that is. Now there's a ground ball to third, two hops for Davison. He fires a chest high strike over to Garcia. Pruitt has come in, thrown two pitches, and gotten two outs. That was Buddy Kennedy, who with that ground out is now 2-for-4. One out in the seventh, and batter Stone Garrett. Pruitt's in his 11th game. He's having a good year. He's the elder statesman of this bullpen. He is 1-0 with a save and a 4.08 ERA. Against Reno, this is his first appearance in this series, but he pitched against them twice at Las Vegas ballpark in that series opening up the year. Garrett swings and misses strike one. He went 3 2/3, no runs a hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. His only win was on opening night. He got the win in relief. Got all five hitters out that he faced. And the pitch. Slider swung on and missed. 0-2 on Stone Garrett. Garrett hit into a force play. Or rather, a fielder's choice. A ground ball resulting in an out at home. And then fouled out. And then a looping single to right. The Koenig battled. Not dominant numbers, but strong numbers against a good lineup on the road with a wind blowing. There's a good breaking ball. Swung on and missed strike three. Tell you what, Pruitt breaking off some sharp breaking sliders to put Stone Garrett, one of the best hitters in the league, away. Two outs in the seventh inning, and the batter Seth Beard. And they put a big shift on for him. Machin, the third baseman, is all the way over to shortstop. The pitch is outside, ball one. Third baseman Matt Davidson is now 10, 12 feet to the right of second, to the first base side of the bag on the lip of the outfield grass. Lopes is in shallow right, and then Garcia, the first baseman, shading toward the line. Good breaking ball. Roll foul to the first base dugout. Tell you what, Pruitt's got the slider working so far. 4-3 Las Vegas, two outs, bottom of the seventh. And a pitch. Slider swung on and missed. 1-2. Pruitt from the Houston suburb of the Woodlands, upscale part of the Houston area. He went to the University of Houston. 5'10", 185. He'll be 33 in August. Fastball very high. 2-2. Tampa drafted him back in 2013 in the ninth round. A lot of years in their system at Class A Charlotte and Bowling Green and Double A Montgomery and Triple A Durham. Big league time with the Rays in 2017. First taste of the big leagues then. There's a mile-high pop-up into shallow right. Let's see what the wind does. Garcia and Lopes fighting for it, and it's going to be Garcia to make the catch. Lopes came in behind Garcia. For a moment, it looked like they might collide, and Garcia stayed with it with a stiff breeze right there and made that catch, and the inning is over. So Pruitt has gotten all four out so far. Seven innings in the books. We head to the eighth. Las Vegas 4 and Reno 3.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
While enjoying a park, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is the sound of someone correctly installing a car seat. And this is the sound of someone incorrectly installing a car seat. Correctly? Incorrectly. Hear the difference? No? That's because installing a car seat incorrectly is terribly easy. So much so, 75% of adults install them wrong. For simple instructions on how to get it right, visit buckleupforlife.org. Ah, perfectly executed. Brought to you by Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC.
Okay, we go to the top of the eighth inning, and the Reno Aces bring in their third pitcher, big right-hander Jesus Liranzo, L-I-R-A-N-Z-O. So Miguel Aguilar, an inning and a third, no runs, hits, one walk and no strikeouts, and now Liranzo facing Garcia. Ground ball back up the middle, past the diving Rivera in the center. A base hit for Jermis Garcia, who's now 2-for-4 with a single and a double. It's his third hit of the series. One pitch, why not a base hit? Ninth hit for Las Vegas. Each team has 9 hits. Aviators lead 4-3 in the eighth. They look for some insurance. This is the sixth time in 8 innings the Aviators have put the leadoff man on. They have not made the most of their chances, but they do have a one-run lead. Here's Allen. 2 ground outs, a walk, and a run scored. Pitches up and away at 98 miles an hour. Ball 1. 1-0. Okay, who's this guy throwing 98 miles an hour? Jesus Liranzo is 6'2", 225. 27 years old from La Romana in the Dominican. Swing and a miss at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Allen up there with a 1-1 count. Liranzo's first appearance in this series. He's been in a dozen games this year, 0-2 with a rather unenviable 8.74 ERA. The 1-1 to Austin Allen. Fastball, that's a strike. 1-2, 97 miles an hour again. Liranzo, 11 and a third innings, 14 hits. Given up 3 homers. He's walked 10, that's very high for that number of innings. And he struck out 18, which is also high. Here's the 1-2 to Austin Allen. There goes the runner. Pitch is high. Throw to second base is booted into left center by the sliding Garcia, who gets up and goes to third. The pitch was ball 2. Greaterol throwing down to second. The throw was fading into the first base side of second. That was the problem. Otherwise, they might have gotten Garcia. But Garcia slid in, and Rivera, the shortstop, tried to reach and get the ball and tag Garcia. But as Garcia slid in, he inadvertently booted the ball in the left center field. There's a broken bat fly ball to right field. Right there is Bishop. He makes the catch. Garcia tags. Here he comes. The throw home is not in time. It is a sacrifice fly by Austin Allen, and Las Vegas leads 5-3 now. So a rare stolen base by Garcia coupled with a throwing error. Charge to Reno catcher Juan Graterol, which is the first error of the game for either side. And the Aviators, who have not done a great job with situational hitting, do a good job of it here. Allen cracked his bat but hit it deep enough to score Garcia ahead of Bishop's throw. Here's Lopes. Fastball up and in at 98, ball 1-1-0. 5-3 Vegas in the eighth. One out, nobody on. Lopes walked and scored, doubled, and reached on a fielder's choice ground ball. He's 1-for-2. Lorenzo with a 1-0. Fastball, swing and a miss. Threw it right by him at 98, 1-1. For Austin Allen, his third RBI. There's a little bit of insurance here in the eighth. 1-1 pitch. That one's punched in the center. A base hit by Lopes. This is Lopes' first multiple hit game in a couple of weeks. It's got to feel good for him. Fletcher gets it back in. He's now 2-for-3. He entered this game 3 for his last 45. So one of the reasons the Aviators are second to last in the league in runs scored coming in. Lopes has not done what he did last year when he was with Reno and had decent numbers. Langeliers is in his first slump of the season. Pitches up and away, ball one. He's 0-for-10 in this series. And Dalton Kelly's having a really good game, but they are waiting for him to perform more like he did at AAA Durham last year. And of course, there are other factors. Pitch foul back, and that got a piece of Graterol. Off comes the mask. He's down on one knee. Paul Clemens, the plate up, is asking, are you okay? And the veteran Graterol clearly shaken up. Standing up now, manager Gil Velasquez goes out to check him, and the athletic trainer Michael Powell is there also to check him. One ball and one strike on Dalton Kelly. In the inning, Garcia singled and then stole second and continued to third when the throw from Graterol was in the path of the sliding Garcia and was deflected in the left center field. And Austin Allen brought him in with a sacrifice fly to right. Now everybody has regrouped. The runner goes. The pitch is high. Throw to second base. And safe, safe. Around the tag is Lopes. The throw from Graterol beat him. Rivera had it, but Lopes got around the tag. And Christian Lopes steals second base. Better throw by Graterol. He had the ball waiting for him. But Lopes slid in with a right hand and then got his left hand on there before Rivera could make the good, clever slide by Lopes, despite the fact that the throw beat him. The 2-1. Breaking ball strike in the inside corner. Slider, 2-2 on Dalton Kelly. So in this inning, a couple of steals by not the most likely stolen base candidates. Dermis Garcia's second steal in 3 tries this year. And for Lopes, his third steal in 4 tries. Kelly takes a call, third strike, he's out. Cutter got the outside corner, 2 down. Despite that strikeout, Kelly is 2-for-4 with a single and a triple and 3 RBIs and a run scored. But the Aviators would love to get Lopes in if they can. And it's up to Drew Jackson, who has doubled, struck out, fouled out on a good play by Seth Beer, reaching over the first base dugout railing to get it. Then he walked against Aguilar in the sixth. Jackson 1-for-3, 4-for-11 in the series. Slider, strike, 0-1. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Reno 3-9-1. Nobody's throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. It looks like they might let Pruitt, who did pitch 3 innings last time he pitched, go out and pitch the eighth. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. 1-1. Aviators are not as loaded in the bullpen. They have available arms, but not as much depth as they've had. With Miguel Romero nursing a bad hamstring and unavailable. Here's the 1-1. And Jackson tried to hold up on that slider, went way around. Strike 2, 1-2. And Gabe Klobosits with some hip problems, also unavailable. One and two. Lopes off second. Jackson hitting 250, waiting. Pitch is a fastball just outside at 98. Ball two. Two and two. One run in, one man on, two men out. This will be a 2-2 pitch from Lorenzo to Drew Jackson. Fastball in there. Strike three, call 7 miles an hour just above the knees on the outside corner. He makes a couple of good pitches to Kelly and Jackson to get out of it, but Las Vegas scratches for an insurance run on two base hits. One error, a big sacrifice fly by Austin Allen. One man left on base. To the bottom of the eighth inning, Las Vegas 5, Reno 3.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, it only takes 15 pounds of pressure to break a window. Something you probably do know, your neighbor practices chipping in the backyard. Something you probably don't know, a golf ball through your window would also take out your TV. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right. Yeah, you know where he says, all right? He wrote that. All right, bottom of the eighth, 5-3, Las Vegas. Pruitt's pitch, fastball just outside, ball one, 1-0 to Drew Ellis, who was the DH last night. Turned last night's game around with a grand slam, and this game 0-3. Grounded out, flat out, and struck out all against Koenig, now facing Pruitt. Big breaking slider, a little low. Good-looking pitch, 2-0. Again, the players, I mean, some balls and strikes with a robo-ump. What are you going to say? Hey, robo-ump, what are you looking at? There's the 2-0. Ellis swings and misses. Strike one, two balls and one strike to count. I have the Ted Weins trivia question for you in a moment. Pruitt back with a 2-1 to Drew Ellis. Another slider swung on and tipped into Allen's mitt. 2-2. He's got that pitch working very nicely here. Wind continues to blow in from left, and it's picked up significantly since early in the game. Dominic Fletcher is on deck. That one is just outside. 3-2. Ball had some cut on it at 88 miles an hour. Full count on Ellis. Shiny black Reno Aces helmet shining in the lights of Greater Nevada Field. Pruitt staring in, turns, and the 3-2. Slider swung on and missed. Strike three. Man, that pitch is nasty right now. One down, and here is Dominic Fletcher, who has struck out, single in a run, and struck out again. Pruitt has retired all five, and nobody's hit the ball out of the infield. Two strikeouts, a pop-up, and two groundouts. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Snaps in there for a strike. 0-1 on the rookie Fletcher. Braden Bishop is on deck. Ted Weins trivia. Who was the slugger who in 1968 set a record at that time? 10 home runs in 6 games. Bounding ball to first. charge by Garcia. He's got it, steps on the bag, and there are two quick outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chopper right down the line. Garcia hustled in to make sure he got the ball before it went foul and stepped on the bag. So Fletcher, one for four. Here's Bishop. Flied out, struck out, and grounded out. Again, Ted Wiens trivia. In 1968, a certain slugger set at that time in home runs in a six-game span. Who was it? Here's the pitch. Bishop hits a bounding ball to third. To the line is Davidson. Long off-balance throw, and he got him. And Pruitt, razor sharp, with two and a third perfect innings. And again, nothing hit out of the infield. A strikeout and two grounders here in the eighth. We go to the ninth inning. Las Vegas 5, Reno 3.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. Top of the ninth inning. Las Vegas has led 2-0, 2-1, then they trail 3-2, then they went ahead in the sixth, 4-3. They lead 5-3 here. Jesus Liranzo, gone after one inning, gave up one run on two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. I don't know if the score is going to make that an earned run or not. I don't think it's an earned run, but you never know what they're going to do. New pitchers, righty Mitchell Stumpo, who had a couple of really good outings against the Aviators in the season-opening six-game series at Las Vegas Ballpark in early April. Fastball strike on the outside at 93 miles an hour to Billy McKinney. So it's been Jameson, who's still a pitcher of record, Aguilar, Liranzo, and now Mitchell Stumpo. McKinney, one for three, a walk, an RBI single. Langoliers and Davidson to follow. Pitch foul back. Fastball at 94, 0-2. Stumpo, number 18. He is 6'2", 205. 25 years old. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. Pitched at AA Amarillo in the Diamondbacks chain last year and had some time at Reno as well. High fly ball to right by McKinney. Bishop angling in as the wind takes it, and he's got it. Boy, everybody, when a ball's hit high in the air, looks tentative. Nobody looks sure of themselves. Bishop took several mincing steps in and a little bit to his left and finally hauled it in. Went out for Langoliers, 0 for 4. Stumpo has done a pretty good job of stumpoing the hitters so far this year. There's a foul ball at the plate, strike one. He has an ERA of an even 3 in 12 games. And an 0-1 record, he's 3 out of 3 in saves. 12 innings, only 6 hits. The league is only hitting 143 against him. 7 walks and 16 strikeouts. What a good job. Langoliers a ground ball to short. Rivera's on this one and flips it over to first and gets him. Two outs. Langoliers 0 for 5, and the batter is Matt Davidson, who is 1. There's more action in the Vegas bullpen. Austin Pruitt, 2 1/3 perfect innings. But they've got a lefty throwing. I don't see the number, but looks like somebody else is going to try to close this game. Due up for Reno in the night, the 8-9-1 hitters. Greaterol, Rivera, and the leadoff man, Canzone. Pitch way outside of the backstop at 96, ball one, Matt Davidson. One ball and no strikes. That is Sam Selman throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. 5-3 Las Vegas, two outs, top of the ninth. Davidson waiting, and the 1-0. Fastball high, ball two, 2-0. Davidson, major league time with the Diamondbacks. He's in the Reds organization for a while. Chicago White Sox and AAA Oklahoma City for the Dodgers last year. Had a good year for them. Slider a little high, 3-0 on Davidson. On deck, Vimeo Machin. Get the answer to the Ted Weins trivia question in just a moment. Here's the 3-0 to Matt Davidson. Way up and in, ball four. Four-pitch walk brings up Machin. Question, in 1968, which slugger set what was at that time a major league record with 10 homers in a six-game period? His name was Frank Howard. Frank Howard of the Washington Senators. Huge man. Close to 6'7". I think he ran something like 275 pounds. He's the only guy in baseball that made Boog Powell look small. Pitches inside, ball one, 1-0. And because he played for the Senators in Washington, D.C., his nickname was Capital Punishment. Davidson at first, two down. Machin, 1-for-4 with a single, waiting the 1-0 from Stumpo. He tried to check his swing on a low breaking ball. They appeal. Nope, no swing. 2-0. Crowd is upset, and Machin looked like he might have gone around. But again, it's only a three-man crew. Jonathan Bioretta trying to make that call. He wasn't at third base because as a runner at first, he has to be near second base and to the first base side. It's tough to make that call from over there. Pitch is low, and now Clemens indicates balk. So the scoreboard says 3-0, but I believe that's no pitch. It is 2-0, and the balk by Stumpo gets Davidson to second base. Played up. Clemens called it right away. Now Machin with a base hit could give the Aviators a little more breathing room here. Here's the 2-0. Up and away, 3-0. Dermis Garcia is on deck. The two-out walk. Davidson balked to second. Here's the 3-0 to Vimeo Machin. Off the rubber is Stumpo. We'll wait. Machin in the box, looking around at the Reno defensive setup. Las Vegas 5, Reno 3, two outs, top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Big chopper to the right side. It's backhanded and short hop by Beer, who steps on the bag to complete the inning. Good play by Beer. I mean, if that ball gets by, Davidson's going to score. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Sam Selman's going to try to close it. Las Vegas 5, Reno 3.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
All right, welcome back. The Aviators very hungry for a win after not only losing the first two games of the series here in Reno, first two of a 12-game road trip, but they were humbled, 14-6, and then last night, 12-4. Now we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Las Vegas will try to hang on with Sam Selman on the mound. Austin Pruitt, a outstanding 2 1/3 effort. Perfect. 7-up, 7-down, 2 strikeouts. Selman is trying to save it for Jared Koenig. Juan Graterol steps in, and the pitch bounces, ball 1-1-0. Graterol against Koenig, grounded out and flied out, and also singled. Shortstop Yadiel Rivera is on deck, and then the top of the order, left-handed swinging Dominic Canzone. Sam Selman, 31 years old, born in Austin. The pitch, fastball a little bit high, it is 2-0. Big league time with the San Francisco Giants and the Angels. Played collegiately at Vanderbilt. Kansas City drafted him in the second round of the 2012 draft. Pitch misses, 3-0. Graterol is only hitting 200, but the count to him is 3-0. Selman, no record, a 180 RA, 2 saves. The pitch is a strike, 2-1. Selman has had 2 save opportunities and converted both of them. This is his 3rd save opportunity. 10 innings, only 6 hits. He has walked 7, but he has struck out 13. The 3-1 to Graterol. Fastball right down the middle for a strike, 3-2. Selman's first appearance in this series, he faced Salt Lake once 4 days ago in Las Vegas. Had 1 perfect inning, 3 up and 3 down. Chopper towards short, charged by Machin, who backhands and throws and gets him. Machin made a nice play. He was charging, but he wasn't going full tilt. He knew that with the catcher Graterol running, he had time, so he took his time and made sure he made the play. 1 out. So Selman battles back from a 3-0 count to get Graterol on the ground ball. Here's Rivera. 2 ground outs to third and a single to left against Koenig. Selman readies himself and the pitch. Fastball low and inside, ball 1 at 90 miles an hour. Generally, that's where Selman, that's about as high as his velocity is going to go. Kansas City organization, Giants, Angels, and Oakland signed him in March when he was claimed off waivers. Pitch is low, 2-0. Shortly after the season began, April the 7th, Selman was designated for assignment by the Athletics. Made 1 appearance for Oakland. 2 2/3 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts against the Texas Rangers. Pitch is a little bit inside. And for the second straight hitter, Selman has fallen behind 3-0. This time the number 9 hitter, Rivera, hitting 226. 5-3 Vegas. 1 out, nobody on. Bottom of the ninth. Selman's 3-0. That's a strike. Fastball, 3-1. Rivera taking all the way. Now, Graterol was taking all the way in the 3-0 and on the 3-1. Let's see if Rivera is taking on the 3-1. That's inside, ball 4. 1 out walk, and the tying run comes up in Dominic Canzone, who homered in last night's game. Tonight, against Koenig, he struck out and walked, hit a pop-up in the shallow left that fell in for a double and scored. And then he grounded out to short. So he's 1 for 3 in this game. He is 5 for 11 in the series, though. Overall average, 253. 2 homers, 13 batted in. Lefty on lefty. Selman delivers. Fastball, strike on the inside corner at the knees. Good pitch, 0-1. It's the no doubles defense in the outfield. They don't want an extra base hit. Canzone representing the tying run. Jackson deep and playing him to pull. McKinney deep and toward right center. Good slider. Waved at and missed 0-2. That ball had serious downward tilt, 79 miles an hour. Kelly in left is a little on the deep side and straight away. Big gap in left center. 0-2 on Canzone. Soman, a little glance at first. Rivera, maybe a step and a half off the bag. He's very close. I mean, he could reach out and touch Dermis Garcia. Pitch outside, 1-2. 1-2. Selman basically has averaged one appearance per series. He did pitch twice in the Tacoma series. Here now is the 1-2. Strike three called in the inside corner. Off-speed breaking ball at 80 miles an hour. Canzone didn't like it, but there's no arguing with the machinery. Two down. Now the batter's Buddy Kennedy, who represents the last hope for Reno. Kennedy against Koenig tripled and was thrown out trying to score on a ground ball later in the first inning by Garrett. Rolled into a force play, singled in a run and scored and grounded out. 2-for-4. The last at-bat, the ground out was against Pruitt. Fastball, foul back on the ground, heading toward the third base dugout, strike 1-on-1. Kennedy, 278, three homers and 17 batted in. Three hits in this. Been a hot hitter. Last six games hitting close to 360. The runner goes. The pitch is a called strike, and it is now 0-2. And Rivera takes second base on what has to be defensive indifference. Well, never know what the score is going to do. It doesn't have to be, I guess, technically, but it generally is. The two-strike pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called, and that's the ball game. The Aviators get a badly needed win in Reno, 5-3, and they'll try to even up the series tomorrow night. I'll be back with the totals after this.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All righty. Other two teams leaving the field. And Las Vegas prevails here. 5-3. They're now 4-5 against Reno with this victory here tonight. For Las Vegas to win, 5 runs on 10 hits and no errors. They left 9 men on base. Reno, so Vegas now with a win, is now 21-18. Reno is now 20-19. They get 3 runs on 9 hits and 1 error, leaving 8 men on base. Winning pitcher, Jared Koenig, becomes the first 4-game pitcher in the Aviator staff. He's 4-2. The loser, Dre Jameson, 0-2. Sam Selman with his third save, 3,608. They paid crowd tonight, the largest crowd in the 3 games so far. The game took 2 hours and 35 minutes to complete, and there were no homers hit in this game. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll take a closer look at this Las Vegas victory here in Reno on what has turned out to be a cold, breezy night. It started off pretty pleasant, but it's chilled off way, way down. The game time temperature here was 71 degrees, but it's got to be in the 50s now. So Las Vegas wins it 5-3. Stick around. We'll recap the game and get to the scores right after this.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite.
Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
Visit at visitmesquite.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Here's the 1-1 on the way. Jameson stretches and delivers. High drive in a deep right center field. That ball's in the gap. It's going to bounce and go to the fence at the base of the 424 side. Lopes being pinwheeled in by Reardon. He's going to score. On his way to third is Kelly. He's in sliding with a triple. And Las Vegas takes a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Welcome to the Hash House Go-Go postgame show. Greater Nevada Field in Reno. Las Vegas victorious tonight. They're now 1-2 in the series. Three games in the books in this six-game series halfway through. And, of course, it's part of a 12-game road trip, which will also take them to Tacoma. In the scoreless tie, Vegas got on the board first in the third inning. A run-scoring triple by Kelly, which you just heard coming out of that break. And then Dalton Kelly scored on a base hit by Billy McKinney, off starter and loser Dre Jameson, whose record fell to 0-2. He pitched into the sixth inning. The Aces got away with a one out. Seth Beer doubled off the left field fence with two outs, scored on the base hit by Dominic Fletcher. It was Fletcher's first AAA hit and his first AAA RBI after four. Las Vegas led 2-1. Reno took a two-run lead in the fifth inning on a two-out RBI single by Buddy Kennedy, followed by a two-out RBI single by Seth Beer. But Reno would not be heard from after that, as Koenig and Austin Pruitt and same Sam Selman shut them down after the sixth inning. Meanwhile, the Aviators, right away in the top of the sixth, finding themselves down 3-2. The Aviators had squandered some early chances, but it was a clutch two-run single with two outs by Dalton Kelly, hitting right around 165 when the game began. He tripled and scored earlier. That big two-run single knocked Jameson out of the game. It scored Dermis Garcia, who also had two hits tonight, and Austin Allen. And at that point, Las Vegas led by a score of 4-3. Austin Allen then drove in Dermis Garcia with an eighth-inning sacrifice fly against reliever Jesus Lorenzo. And Las Vegas led 5-3, and they won it 5-3. And that's how this one ended. When I come back, we will take a look at all the scores in the big leagues and the Pacific Coast League right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
And a pitch. Hard ground ball in the right center for a base hit. In to score is Garcia. Allen being sent in. He's going to score. It is a two-run single by Kelly. Lopes goes to third, and Las Vegas now has retaken the lead 4-3. A clutch single by Dalton Kelly. That turned out to be the game-winning hit right there. Kelly in the number nine slot with a triple and a two-run single. The Aviators got just enough offense, so it has to really make them feel better after the Reno Aces punished them with 26 runs in the first two games. This time, Aviator pitching and defense limits Reno to three runs in this one, and they get the victory here that they very much needed. Now, we take a look at the Hash House of Go-Go scores. First of all, in the Pacific Coast League, there's one game still in progress. That's in Sacramento. Tacoma batting in the top of the eighth, leading Sacramento by a score of 6-0. Everything else in the good old Pacific Coast League is in the proverbial books. Round Rock beat Sugar Land 5-3. It was Oklahoma City, the Dodgers, a home victory over El Paso. That was a 4-3 final at Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark in downtown Oklahoma. Salt Lake 13-8. So with Salt Lake losing and Las Vegas winning, the Aviators pull back into a first-place tie with Salt Lake, with Reno back by just one game, so it's very tightly bunched. Meanwhile, in the big leagues, Baltimore beat the Yankees 9-6. San Diego shut out the Phillies 2-0. Reds beat Cleveland 4-2. In 10, the Mets knocked off the Cardinals 7-6. White Sox beat Kansas City 7-4. Boston over Seattle 12-6 at Fenway earlier. Arizona defeated the Cubs at Wrigley 3-1. Houston, a 5-1 winner over the Texas Rangers. I'll be back for a little bit more. A little final word from Greater Nevada Field next, right after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive? That was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Two. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. With a little sneak peek at tomorrow night's fourth game of this six-game series. Same start time as tonight, 6:35, 6:20 pregame here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Las Vegas will try to get even in the series behind right-hander Adam Oller, who's 1-0 with a 2.25 ERA. Reno will try to go up 3-1 with righty Dan Straley, the veteran who is 2-2, a 6.27 ERA. Straley faced the Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark, that season-opening six-game series beginning April 5th, and this is the Oller's first-ever appearance against Reno. Want to thank Bobby Machado, my studio producer, for a fine job producing this game back at Lotus. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow evening, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Greater Nevada Field, where tonight Las Vegas defeated Reno 5-3. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Going to town. A lot of stuff to get to. All right, so Boston rolls tonight. Teddy said it was easy. Easy money. Boston rolls tonight. They're Boston are now plus 185 to win the championship. Golden State are plus 100. The Miami Heat are plus 550. And the Dallas Mavericks are now 11-1. So, Teddy, I went 1-2 in this game tonight. Because, listen, I took Miami in game one. And I went back to them tonight because I got them in the series. I got the series going seven. So I was hoping to steal another one and then hoping to buy back with Boston at a fat price. But it didn't happen. But I did like the over. I thought the total was too light. Here's another game. Both games have sailed over the number in this series. And this one was frustrating, Teddy. Played Jason Tatum over 28.5 points, finished with 27.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah, those are tough.
It was a route too. It just was a little different. It should have, could have, would have, didn't. But what do you make of the totals there both times? And they set a low one, and here what they do this time. 208.5, Teddy, this time. They bumped it up to 208.5 now.
And it still went over. So first, I'm not the hillbilly. I'm the mental patient.
Oh, you're the mental. Sorry. Hey, I'm the chimpanzee. You're right. I could have been the mental patient or the chimpanzee, but I guess we're not hillbillies. You're right.
Sure. If you're taking the chimp, I'm taking the So, and
say, yeah, you're the one that put your sandals in our fridge at the cabana in the pool.
I wanted to make sure they'd be there, and then they were. So, and then plus my feet were warm.
Earl still talks about that. We had the sandwiches in there.
Yeah, I think I was probably, I might have been drinking that day. Who knows?
So, it was 4th of July, Green Valley Ranch.
Exactly.
Fun day.
And secondly, easy. Okay, I'm not saying the game itself was easy. I'm saying for me, the decision process was very easy because all I'm doing is Boston loses, I'm betting on the Celtics in the next game, and I've been doing that since. So I'm going to probably keep doing it until it stops working. So that's what makes it easy. In terms of the total, I've been wrong. I thought under, and I thought under again. You know, game one felt under, in my mind, game one, because it was such a foul fest. You know, both teams get in the free throw line 30-plus times in that game. I wasn't convinced we were going to see that again in game two. And game two was just a blowout. I mean, you know, Boston was raining from three-point range, and then when a team rains from three-point range, and the fourth quarter doesn't die